much about.
Isn't it a shame that this kind of thing has come up? It's what the Bible calls it, an abomination.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, I've got a really good horror story, and it's particularly terrifying because it's true.
Ooh, a true story.
In countries all over the world, including our own, children, many of them just like you, are abducted and sold into the world of underground sex trafficking.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop you there, Danny boy. That is a scary story. Story time is over.
And now.
Well, we want you to be around. You can go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Nope.
This weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Nope.
So stick around.
Nope.
Stay alive.
Our feature presentation.
Stay alive. It's rough. Things happen.
It's like the world ended. There's only six of us left.
What does he think is going on?
Stay alive.
Was Acoustic Christmas ever on a Friday and a Saturday, by the way? Is that a real thing?
Yes. I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think in the very early years it was. I remember.
Well, he was here in the early years, so.
he was.
He was here before all of us, before the Hollywood sign. Rodney was doing the radio show.
Stay alive, people.
No matter what occurs. All right, party people, welcome in. And it's hard to believe, but we have been invited back for yet another Kevin and Bean show for 2012. I thought yesterday, you know, you show up, you do a bad enough job, they send you home. They don't let you come back. But maybe they just don't have somebody to put in our slot yet.
There was no one listening.
Changed over the holidays?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was just stunned after yesterday. They invited us back. But all right. Here's an interesting story that presents lots of questions. I'd be curious, especially your opinion on this one, Lisa.
Okay.
A suburban Chicago police officer gave a hot chick a $132 speeding ticket. And then, I guess, she was hot enough that he used his powers as a police officer to track down where she lived and went to her house and left a note on her car to ask her out.
Oh. Really? Oh. That's his move, is to give her the ticket for $132 and then go, hey.
Yeah, really?
He left her a handwritten note on her car windshield outside of her apartment 2 days after she got the ticket. He said, using a self-deprecating humor in the note, he said, hey, it's me, Chris, the ugly, bald cop who gave you that ticket. I know it may seem crazy, and you're probably right, but the truth is I've not stopped thinking about you since. I don't expect a girl as attractive as you even to go for a guy like me, but I'm taking a shot anyways. Now, this sounds like the type of thing you might see in a, you know, some Jennifer Lopez, Bradley Cooper romantic comedy or something,
yeah.
and it would work, right?
Mm-hmm. And she's super hot, and he's really ugly. And
if
then
he
she goes,
sounds like what he described, this isn't
right.
happening.
No way.
He goes on in the note and says, but hey, I did cost you $132. The least I can do is buy you dinner. So what are your thoughts at this point on the story, on the cop, on what she should do, on what the overall feeling is here?
Well, look, if he didn't give her the ticket and asked her out, that would be creepy too, because then you'd almost feel like obligated.
I think he tracks you down.
But tracking you down at home, that's really creepy. But the note's kind of sweet. But if he's fat and bald, forget it.
Yeah.
In other words, and he gave me the ticket.
If he's hot cop and you're single, do you maybe think about it though, Lisa?
I might
going out with
think
a cop?
About it.
Even if he tracked down your address?
I might. That
really?
Note was really sweet.
Really?
Although I will say,
but
I
the
mean,
note
I...
before that he signed where he charged you $132?
That would make me mad.
Not as sweet.
It better be a really good dinner.
I will say, though, that I mentioned that he used his, you know, his powers as a police officer. He didn't really have much tracking down to do. If he gave her a ticket, she would have handed him her address on her driver's license.
Well, that's
so
true.
It's not really like he went back to the station and then got on the computer and started, you know, using the state's resources to find her. I mean, he had her address. It was just a question of driving over there a couple of days ago.
That seems creepy.
This didn't go well, did it? Because you have a story.
Well, it didn't go well, and I think that's probably why it's in the news. She has not hired an attorney yet.
officially. She's going to get so much more than her $132.
Meaning she will.
Oh, hold on a sec. Hold on. Reading further here. Let me see.
Is Gloria Allred involved in any way?
It says here, she says she hasn't hired an attorney but could not comment, but it does quote an attorney in the article that says the letter could cause the plaintiff to suffer great fear and anxiety.
Sure.
Plaintiff could not believe that a police officer would use his access to her personal information to find her home and stalk her. Oh, now it's turned into stalking now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a short trip.
Apparently so. The officer is accused of using his authority and position as a police officer not to protect the public, but to attempt to manipulate the plaintiff into going out on a date with him. Now, how is he manipulating by just saying, hey, I gave you a ticket, but let me take you out to dinner? That's not coercion,
I don't think,
or
that
manipulation,
is it? No, I don't think so.
No, but
he did his job.
It's enough for lawyers to say.
It's enough for lawyers.
There's irreparable damage.
Why, Kevin, do you know anything about
not
that?
Not a bit. Not one thing.
I mean, I guess if you wanted to extrapolate it to the worst possible scenario, which is what lawyers do, now she's afraid that she has a crazy stalker because this guy knows where she lives and expressed some personal interest in her, I guess.
But then again, it also depends a lot on if it's real. You know what I mean? If they're not just trying to cash in. It depends a lot on her past and what's happened to her in the past. And who knows?
If she has some sort of horrific event
and this just totally
freaked her out. Yeah, I mean, that is always possible.
But if not, then come on. Seriously.
Look at it as a compliment and move on, right?
And then go out and do it. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if we're suggesting she has to do
that.
We're not saying
that?
I don't know that we are. Okay. I think it might be interesting, by the way. I wonder if you're a police officer, you meet a lot of people. I wonder how often, you know, do police officers ask out the people that they pull over, the people they're involved with in the course of their day-to-day police work? I wonder.
I imagine there's rules against that, right?
I don't know. I don't know too much about that. But
I would imagine
there
has to be rules against it. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Right.
You ask people out that you come across in the course of your day, and, you know, you're working, and that's how you meet people. So I don't know. I bet it'd be interesting to talk to either police officers to find out that side of the story, or also people who have been asked out by cops, because I bet that happens all the time. Hot chick gets pulled over. Guy doesn't wait 2 days. He asks her out right then, I bet.
It's funny.
Yeah, sure.
It's funny. Bean comes up with a lot of call-in topics, and they all involve hot chicks.
I know. Every time.
All right, hot chicks, let's get your calls.
How do you get them?
Bean's thinking, should I become a cop?
Is it worth it?
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You've got to lower your expectations.
That's the key. Really is.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho Body on the program today. Psycho Mike will come in.
Excellent.
Everybody makes their New Year's resolutions. About half of them, it seems, are to get in better shape or lose weight.
Right.
And he will come in and tell you that there's no way to do that, and all food is fattening and don't eat.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
If I can save you some time, that's what he's going to tell you.
Psycho Mike just eats bird seed, right?
That's right. That's right. We also have some highlights of a show last night called Wife Swap.
I watched most of that.
Oh, did you?
What a bizarre show that is.
Yes.
I wanted to see it. Did not get to
it. They take the wife from each family, and they swap families. So Gary Busey's wife, which is, I mean, I can't even imagine dealing with Gary Busey for a second, goes to
Ted Haggard's
house, who is the preacher who was telling everybody that homosexuality is wrong, and they got caught with a gay hooker.
Right.
And it's so weird to see the interaction between her and his family and him, and then his wife with Gary Busey's family. It's just a bizarre concept.
What's really strange is when they go to the other person's house, they don't know whose house they're going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I had no idea.
It's
so
bizarre.
They start looking around at the photos in the house to discover.
Ooh, oh, that's interesting.
And I would guess a lot of people wouldn't know who Ted Haggard is from his picture.
I was surprised she did.
So that's fascinating. And Gary Busey is just TV gold.
Yes,
I mean, there's never a time when you're watching Gary Busey on TV and you go, boring. Just never. Thanks for that tweet, Bean, on the program today.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Already?
You're in love with your adopted sibling.
Ooh.
You're in love with your adopted, okay, legal.
Oh, yeah.
Sibling.
Yeah. But you grew up with them.
But still, ew. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
We also have a brand new internet roundup for you today. And why is Omar's mom an a-hole? So we got all that coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Break.
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 549.
Too much yelling for this time of day in that song, by the way.
Come on, I'm about to break.
I don't like it.
That old man Bean. These kids
K-Rock
better
world,
get off the mic.
My Lord.
K-Rock
with world rock and roll and your love beads.
2012 Destination 1 is Coldplay in Madrid, Spain. Now, Spain is right there next to Portugal down in South America, right?
Stop
That's what
it.
We're talking about here. You can listen all week, every hour, on the hour, starting at 9 a.m. all the way through 5 p.m. to score tickets to see Coldplay. They're playing at the Hollywood Bowl in May. You win that, and then you get on the standby boarding list, and then we call you on Monday, I guess it is, in the 7 o'clock hour, and we say, hey, you're going to Spain. Congratulations. So that's how that deal works. Keep listening or go to KROQ.com for more information. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on the Kevin and Bean Show for Wednesday.
Let's mix it up. Let's this time just call people who haven't won.
Just to tell them they haven't won?
Right.
Okay.
And then whoever we don't call, they have to figure it out that they're the winner.
That's a lot.
I like it.
That's a lot of people to call, though.
I know. Look, okay. I'm not saying it won't be a little work on our part, but imagine sitting there and saying, I won, they haven't called me. And then they call you, and you lose when you get
Maybe
the call.
Maybe we'll do that in the future at some point.
I like it. I think that's a great idea.
Think outside the box. It's 2012, for God's sakes.
See how fast Kevin is, by the way, like most people, just to say, oh, it's too much work. I'm not going to do it.
That's right.
And you could be killing the next big thing right there just because it sounds like it may be a little hard.
All right, I'm in then, Bean.
Let's do it. Let's call every single person that didn't win.
I love it.
Let's do it.
Great idea.
We don't call, it's going to be like 200 phone calls. There's no better radio than that.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Oh, it's down. It is on.
What's down? What's on?
It's on.
Is it down or on?
It's down and on.
Come on now.
Between Salma Hayek and France.
What?
They're at war.
I'm taking Salma Hayek's side.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in France. There's a war going on.
France.
I'm just saying.
France.
Looks like President Nicolas Sarkozy. Is going to be giving Salma Hayek the Knight of the Legion of Honor Award.
Oh, I hope that's a sex position.
It is. It's an award. And French citizens are up in arms, livid.
Because she's not French?
What's the award? What does it mean?
Well, the award was originally created by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Okay.
To establish a way to honor civilians and military members for their hard work and allegiance. Now, she is not French. You're absolutely right, Lisa. She's not a French citizen. However, her husband is billionaire François-Henri Pinault, who is a big wheeler and dealer there in France.
Okay.
And happens to be a close personal friend of Nicolas Sarkozy. Well, just a coincidence, I'm sure. I'm sure Salma Hayek is getting the award purely on merit.
Right, of course. There was no conversation between two men.
Remember, she built that tunnel. That goes between France and England under the channel there.
The channel, yeah. I don't think that was her. I don't think she actually had anything to do. I think he just wants to meet her because she's hot. I think that's what's going on here.
Actually, no, the word is that Sarkozy just wants his wife to be honored.
By
the French government.
The guy? Oh, I see.
Yeah, Pinault. Went to Sarkozy, his buddy, and said, yeah, why don't you give my wife a little something.
And by the way... By the way, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So give away.
There's no shortage of hot chicks in France, by the way. France may be many things, but it is not a shortage in the hot chick department.
All right. France. Just don't shower. That's all I'm saying. Back to you.
All right. Thank you for that update. French correspondent Kevin Ryder. While we're talking about celebrity and political couples, Maria Shriver... Rumors are that she is considering giving Schwarzenegger a second chance in their marriage. And apparently those rumors are true. Photos this week show Maria wearing her wedding ring again for the first time since the split. And Schwarzenegger also spotted with his wedding band as he tools around the set for his new movie. So perhaps a reconciliation in the works between the two?
When you say second chance, you mean 200th chance, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine after knocking up the maid for the wife to say, okay, no, but seriously, now this time we're really going to give it a shot, right?
That's weird.
But they say that he's been working overtime trying to charm her and get her back. So
how charming can he be?
And they have kids.
He's Schwarzenegger. Come on.
I know. Yeah, baby, come on, give me a...
Right.
Give me a... here's some flowers for you.
How charming.
Maybe he's a better actor than we know, you guys.
Hey, remember that guy I told you showed up at Lindsay Lohan's house on Sunday? Knocking on her door?
The old 64-year-old,
64-year-old dude named Lonnie Short?
Yes.
Turns out he's good friends with her real stalker, David Corden.
They hang out together?
What?
Yes.
They have a meeting?
They are members of the Stalker Club together, and apparently they're friends. Lonnie showed up on her doorstep because he said that he needed to explain some things to Lindsay.
Man.
About her stalker, who now she has a restraining order against.
Oh, because he couldn't come over to the house, right. So he farmed it out to his friend to go.
Sends Lonnie over and saying, look, Lindsay and I are having some problems right now. Could you just go over and just talk to her for me and just explain things to her? And she'll see that we're meant to be together and that there's love in the air.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
So Lonnie shows up trying to, you know, patch things up between Lindsay and her stalker.
Smooth it over, of course.
And now the cops are involved.
Love it.
Lindsay, by the way, has announced she's adding more security cameras to her home and is entertaining the idea of hiring a full-time bodyguard. That would be the best job in the world. I want that job.
It would be, yeah. You'd be at all the clubs.
Get all the best drugs.
Yeah.
Allegedly. See her all naked.
Sure.
She wasn't Playboy. Speaking of Playboy, Hugh Hefner has announced that he doesn't think married life is for him.
Really?
Yeah, how about that?
Never too old to learn.
Huh. He says he believes now that he dodged a bullet after his ex-girlfriend Crystal Harris ditched him at the altar, basically.
She shot at him, too?
Oh, Gilligan.
I thought she just broke up with him.
Yeah, turns out Hefner now says, I think I realized that married life isn't for me. Here's a guy who's obviously not an idiot.
Right.
Has created an empire, has something on the ball. How can he not realize that marriage is not...
How could he not realize that a long time ago?
Yeah. He's been through two marriages that failed. Huh. And he lives that life.
Right.
You think surely these two things are not compatible. This particular lifestyle and marriage are not things that go hand in hand. I need to sacrifice one to have the other.
Nor does he have any reason at his age to have to, you know, jump into that.
No, I don't think so. Huh. I don't think he's desperate to have kids at 91. Do you?
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
And this is something. This is really something. Just goes to show you, if you stick with something long enough, you can turn a turd into a gold brick.
Okay?
Just look at the Kevin and Bean show. Been on the show for many, many years.
Still in the turd stage.
Yeah, but now it's a shiny turd. Someone's been polishing it. Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, the Broadway musical.
Yes.
The musical we all laughed at, that we all scoffed at, that we all made fun of, because people died while they were performing in it.
People died. It took like 3-4 years. They kept retooling it, rewriting
millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. It just had the biggest week in Broadway history this week.
Yay! Is it good?
I don't know.
Maybe people are just going to see if someone dies.
Well, yeah. Over the holidays is always a big weekend, a big week for Broadway, because a lot of tourists go to New York City, and when you're there, you want to see a Broadway show. And the show they picked to see was Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. It made $3 million over 9 performances last week.
Wow. Gosh.
That beat the previous record held by Wicked, which took in $2.2 million last January. So it is a financial success. Now, keep in mind, the producers haven't given all the money to the investors yet. They haven't made their money back, but they're well on their way, they say, and the show is now considered a hit.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
The Kevin and Bean show.
Crazy.
And here's the thing. I was thinking to myself, when Bean was telling us highlights of Strokey's New Year, or whatever that show's called on ABC.
Dick Clark, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Jenny McCarthy there? Wasn't she one of the correspondents?
She sure was, yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the hell? What did they dust her implants off for? What did they bring her back on a television for? What's going on? Well, just announced today, Jenny McCarthy apparently getting a new TV series.
What
on channel? ABC, I bet.
Well, here's the thing, Lisa. She won't announce what network it's going to be on.
But what channel is the Dick Clark show on?
I'm guessing she will say later this week that she's working with ABC.
Talk about energy. Boy, you feel it in the air.
Jenny says, it's time for me to be back on TV.
Yes,
it is. Really? Don't we have some say in that decision? Can't we? Was there a petition that went around that I didn't get a chance to sign? Is there something? Can I vote? Is it too late? Are the ballots closed?
Can't complain if you don't vote, Ralph.
Is she acting in
yes,
a sitcom
it's going to be a sitcom. How about that? How do you like me now?
Good. Why is she not just on the Chelsea Handler sitcom? Well, we could order them all at the same
that's
time.
That's right. Put them on one show.
Has that debuted yet, by the way?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's either... this week, next week?
Soon.
It's soon. They're giving us a double barrel. You know, they hit us with a double barrel shotgun of Whitney and Chelsea back to back now.
That's right. We'll
it does
that frees up so much more time for me on a Wednesday night.
That's true.
It does make sense, though, because everybody they parade out on those shows, almost everybody has some kind of project.
There always is some promotional time in, yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Diane Cannon, one of the most... high-profile celebrity Lakers fans, I think, for many, many years. She was married to Cary Grant. She's an actress in her own right, 75 years old today. R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe is 52. Speaking of Lakers, didn't Bynum have his first double-double last night? Is that what happened?
I thought he had it the first night he came back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the 2020. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Like, he had like over 20 points and 20 rebounds, I think, last night.
He's been playing great.
Yeah. R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe, 52 years old today. Dave Foley of Kids in the Hall and News Radio is 49. Dot Marie Jones, the lovely and talented Coach Beast from Glee.
Oh, so beautiful. She's great.
48 years old today. Singer Beth Gibbons of Portishead is 47 years old. UFC fighter Shane Carwin is 37 years old. And actress Charlene Yee, my co-star from House, is 26 years old today. Charlene and I. You know, the Bobby's episode reran this weekend.
Is that right?
Not this weekend, the week. I guess Monday. Monday with this week.
Did they edit you out? Or
we had it all up. Show. Apparently they reran House, and it was the Bobby episode.
It's Bobby!
Because of huge, apparently, demand. People demanding to see Bobby once again.
I think they rerun them all, Ralph.
Nope. Pretty much just the Bobby
episode. And it was the week between Christmas and New Year when no one's watching?
No, when everybody's home. What are you going to do? You're watching television. You're eating your bonbons. You're boxing up the Christmas decorations, and you want to watch a little TV? They said,
it's quite a tradition. Let's watch a rerun of House.
It's a chance to showcase Bobby.
Andrew Bynum did have a 2020.
There we go. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Kevin Bean Afroline is on the air for the first time in 2012. Here's how this works. We've got a voicemail set up on our phone. You call us anytime, day or night, 323-520-AFRO. Leave a message. We play it back on the radio. What percentage of people who call us are stoned?
All.
Let's keep that in mind as we listen to today's Afro, because I think it's higher than usual today. Here's a guy who's getting the new year off, started on the right foot, I think, with a reasonable question that many are asking.
When are Weenie Rose tickets going to go on sale, dude?
I mean, it's only a matter of time, right?
Sold out. I'm sorry to tell you, sold out. Yeah.
Here's a listener just delighted that the show is back from vacation.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you guys are going to be back this week. I don't know how I've gone without listening to you guys. Welcome back, Mark and Brian.
Wait a minute.
That's not our names.
Remember our obsession a few years ago with the Hot Cheetos? Remember how much we love the Hot Cheetos?
So does this listener. Still love the Hot Cheetos, yeah.
Kevin and Dean, I'm so excited that you're back on the air. I hope you taste like Hot Cheetos. It makes my booty burn.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Yeah, booty might be burning.
Booty might be burning indeed.
That's true.
I am disturbed by this caller. Apparently, he has made it his New Year's resolution to call the Kevin and Bean Afro line every single day. Remember that guy that we had last year?
Yes.
Everything was with doo-doo on it. Remember that guy?
Yep.
I don't know if he's going to follow through, if he's going to keep it up. But so far, he's called every day, and here's today's message.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. This is Mark calling for day number 7 of 365 to let you guys know how much Bean sucks. Bean?
Hey.
You suck, dude. You're just so bad. You can't even stand it. Like, who bets $7,000 on a date and then doesn't even go? Seriously. You are horrible. You're just horrible. I mean, you suck.
I don't know why it's January 4th and he's already called 7 days in a row. I'm not sure how his New Year's resolution started, but do you think that his goal is to list a different reason every day why
I suck? Hope.
Can he do that for 365 days in a row?
Oh, yeah.
here's another guy I think is just calling to annoy me.
Daylight savings, Vegas, and 2012. That's for you, Beam, for being such a bucket of loser this year.
You are a bucket of loser. That's true.
Sounds like it's going to be a long 2012. Here's one of those callers I was referencing who maybe smoked too much pot before he dialed.
I'm so high. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Every once in a while, someone will get confused. They are calling the Afro line by accident. This one, I think, was supposed to be a call to your personal cell phone, Kevin. I don't know what the mistake was here, but check
it out. Hi, this is Kelly calling from your CVS pharmacy. I'd just like to let you know that your anal wart removal cream, your butt plugs, and your Viagra are now in. And we also got those extra small condoms that you needed. So please go ahead and let me know when you'll be coming in so I can set those aside for you. Thank you and have a great day.
Spent like half of the holidays with CVS trying to find those.
A lot of people call the Afro line because they don't know how else to get in touch with Lisa May. They want to, you know, they want to impress her. They want to ask her out. Mm-hmm. Afro line's a good way to do it. Let's see how this guy is for the first pickup line of 2012.
Oh, I was just on Highway 95, and I just ran over a beaver. I pulled over, gave him mouth to mouth, Hey, Lisa. Beaver. Mouth, mouth. Hey-o.
How's that work? Getting through in traffic. Yeah. I'm kind
of
hot.
That was pretty good, right? Here's great news. If you're one of the millions of Americans who went to see the Chipmunk movie at the theaters over the weekend, some big news in the world of the Chipmunks.
I heard they're going to release the deleted scenes from Alvin and the Chipmunks Shipwreck. And it's all the party scenes they left out. They're going to call it Alvin and the Chipmunks Get Chip-Faced.
Himself a rim shot.
And finally, you tell me, guys, does this make that Red Solo Cup song that we hate so much by Toby Keith, does this make it better or does it make it worse?
Two girls, one cup. Uh-huh. Two girls, one cup. She's not a hottie. Cause she's going party.
Okay. I believe that makes it worse.
We don't need that. 323-520-AFRO. That's the Kevin Abid Afro. I will take a quick break here on the Kevin Abid. The New York Giants are an interesting team. I had pretty much, I think, like a lot of people, counted them out this year. They went through that patch where they were just losing everybody. Remember, they lost to the Packers. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the 49ers. It just looked like they were done. And then they've really, like, struggled and fought back and won when they needed to. And now they're in the playoffs. Now they're playing Atlanta this weekend. They're the NFC champs. And we were talking a little bit about the Giants yesterday and their big win over the Cowboys. And also we found out that it was Eli Manning, the quarterback for the Giants' birthday yesterday. And we always love to catch up with our boy Eli and find out how he's doing, how the celebration. Went. Eli, welcome back to the Kevin Abid Show. Happy New Year.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Eli.
Hi, Eli.
Hi, you are. I'm 10.
That's the number you wear on your jersey is number 10, right? Yes.
Yeah.
That's not your age, though. You know that.
No.
Okay, all right.
That's silly.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
We were surprised the first time we talked to you on the phone, Eli, because we'd seen all those pictures of you playing football, and you always seemed to have your mouth open and have a confused look on your face, and then we got to know you, and we realized why.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. What? Now, it was your birthday yesterday, right?
It's my birthday. Got a party like it's my birthday. Gonna drink my Mountain Dew like it's my birthday.
No, I think it's Bacardi is the song.
No.
Okay, no.
No, alcohol is bad for you.
I see.
Is that what your mom said?
Yes. Hmm.
Where are you right now? That doesn't sound like a football practice.
I'm at my party.
You're still having your birthday party?
Yeah.
But you're in the playoffs. You have to play a game this weekend.
What?
Remember, you won the division, and now you play Atlanta, the road to the Super Bowl. You're trying to get back there like 4 years ago.
I thought we were done.
No. You're still playing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
study on all those football plays.
Is that difficult for you to remember all of the plays that they send in?
Yeah. Usually they say, go throw ball.
That's all they say?
Yeah.
That's all you need. All right. But you have to enjoy rubbing it into your brother Peyton that he's not in the playoffs and you are this year. That doesn't happen very often.
He's got a broken neck.
Right.
Maybe he'll die.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't even say that, Eli. That's terrible.
Then I'll be the favorite son.
That's the only way you'll ever...
Except for Cooper. They like him better, too.
Well, maybe he'll die, too.
Hey, look, that mouse is talking.
What?
Hi.
What?
Chuck E. Cheese, he's talking.
Oh, you're Chuck E. Cheese.
Just a guy in a costume.
It's not. Hi. Nope. Where's my pizza?
He's not real. You know that, right?
Why won't you let me in the ballroom?
Oh, this is sad. Oh,
I'm not too big, Chucky. Yeah. You're too big to be a mouse.
You need to leave the party and go play football.
Okay. He won't let me play in the ball.
Eli, you shouldn't be playing in the balls anyway.
Look how many tickets I have.
Okay, you're too old for this.
I can get one of those stuffed Ernie's.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, I already have a bird.
Okay, well, good luck with that. A lot of shows still to come here on the Kevin Abid program, including an all-new Psycho Body. Got those New Year's resolutions to get in shape. Our friend Psycho Mike Catherwood will be here to take your calls. That's on the way. Plus Gary Busey, back on my TV last night, a show called Wife Swap, Celebrity Wife Swap. We've got highlights of that all coming up here on the Kevin Abid Show.
First, it's time for this.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Ramble.
New year, same theme.
Same thing. I haven't tried to get the theme changed for a long time, but I keep getting downvoted. Internet Roundup. You go to kevinandme.com. You can check out every single one of these videos. We put up about, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them. We have time to highlight a few of them. One of them we didn't get a chance to highlight. Wait, let me check to make sure that's a correct statement. Yes, we didn't get a chance to highlight is the Zeitgeist 2001 Year in Review, which is really, really cool and really well done. And it's fascinating to watch, so you should watch that. And there's also Steven Tyler and Alice Cooper and Weird Al together on stage singing the Beatles song Come Together.
What?
That's bizarre.
Why?
How did that happen?
I don't know. The first one we're going to highlight, though, is a kid who has an iPad, and his brother is bugging him. I mean, he's really bugging him. He kicks him and kicks his arm and stuff. And finally, the kid does what's right and just turns and hits him with his iPad.
Wow.
That can't be good for the electronics.
One of the funniest things. DJ Earworm does United States of Pop 2011. And this is where he takes a bunch of songs from last year, maybe like the top 50 or something, and he mixes them all together along with the video. And it's, again, just as fascinating as the one I was telling you about with the Zeitgeist 2011. And you go, how does he put all those songs together? But it's also video as well.
That's cool.
A-hole, marriage proposal, UCLA, big screen. Yeah. Somebody's always got to do it. Looks like a basketball game. I don't know. But they're sitting there in the stands and, you know, the camera's panning the crowd and they're doing the kiss cam or whatever. And the dude, I'm going to tell you because it's impossible to hear what's happening. But he gets down on one knee to propose and she runs. Which is awesome.
I knew that I was going to do this from the first day that I met you. So, man, that was as good as that.
Right there, she runs away.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes we get a little camera shy. I understand. It happens.
Yeah, we're a little camera shy. That's it. Nice try to save.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Ran.
If you're you should know that they're going to say yes if you're going to do it so publicly, right?
You should ask them point blank. If I put you on the big screen, will you say yes?
She may still be running. We don't
correct.
Know.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know if you heard, but Kim Jong-il died. And his people love him. And man, oh man, are they sad that he died. And there's a video up at kevinandbean.com where it shows North Koreans and their sorrow. Stand in front of a picture of him. But it's so hard to believe that I asked Dave if it was real. I can't even imagine it's real.
I can't figure out what's going on because, you know, unless the person with the gun trained on them, ordering them to cry, right, is just not seen on the video, like, why are these people spontaneously showing up and just standing around weeping at each other?
They love their dear leader.
Yeah, I've heard if you're not seen crying, there could be a problem.
Yeah.
He did invent the hamburger. I guess there is that. So I would be sad too.
Now, you have seen all this kind of entertainment at halftime of a basketball game, in between periods at a hockey game, or somebody gets out there to try to make a half-court shot or whatever. In the hockey, what they do between periods is they cover up the goal completely except for a puck-size hole. And I mean barely. Barely big enough for a puck to get through. And
like you couldn't get a puck into that from 4 feet away.
Right, correct.
It's that small.
So and then they, you know, it's for a car or something big, and it's like when you go to the circus and there's those games that you could never win.
So someone from the crowd, comes down to do it.
So a 59-year-old comes out. Now on the ice, there's a blue line and then a red line and then a blue line. So she shoots it from the far blue line, so it has to cross mid stripe, which is the red line, and then the blue line, and then go all the way to the goal and go in.
Which,
and by the
way, no way.
No.
There's no way. You could put 100 professional hockey players in a row to try to make that shot, and they'd all miss. And look, Kevin says she's 59. Erase what you're envisioning a 59-year-old look like. She walks like she's 100. Forget that she's never played hockey. She's never walked that far to get to the point where she has the opportunity to shoot the puck.
And she makes it.
Shooting from the far blue line. That's a long way.
A goal! She did it! She did it! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! We all thought she wouldn't make it to the blue line.
It was What a crazy. I mean, it just disappeared into the gold, and everybody was like, what?
And she won a new car.
It was sweet. Iowa is nice. People, no matter what you think about them, because the elections all happen there early, and everybody thinks, oh, Iowans, they don't know what they're talking about. They want you to know they're nice.
So I hear you think you know something about Iowa.
You. You heard we're a bunch of knee-jerk conservative reactionaries. I guess that's why we went Democratic in 5 out of the last 6 presidential elections. How you like me now?
Yeah, this guy, like a dating service.
It does.
It does. This guy's pretty ticked off because he feels that Iowans are getting a bad rap with the rest of the country. So he wants us to know they're a little hipper, a little sharper than maybe we thought they were.
I like, though, that they're using the slow jams in the background. That's nice.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. What is up with him?
Who knows? He's gone bye-bye years ago.
Bean, you said that he put this up about a week ago?
Yep.
Online? Bill Cosby wants you to know that his TV show, The Cosby Show, is on Netflix, and it's not on Hulu. Well, in fact, Bean sent me a screen cap. Every episode of his show is on Hulu.
Oh, my God.
Every single episode.
So how did he get this information, and why did he decide it was so important that he had to put this video up? And listen to how Bill Cosby drives the point home, the incorrect point home, on where you can find his show.
And why did he allegedly smoke a huge bong before he did it?
I'm on Netflix, not a Hulu. Not on Hulu. They don't get this mixed up. Cosby Show, Netflix, Hulu.
He always talks to us like we're five.
Yep.
I don't know what that's about, but he couldn't be more wrong, and he couldn't be more stoned, allegedly.
Bad lip reading is always funny, and this one is with Newt Gingrich. They take a bunch of video of Newt Gingrich, and they do bad lip reading. But what's funny is when you watch this video, you'll swear that these are the things he's saying. It looks so perfect with the way his mouth moves. Of course, he's not, but you would swear when you watch it, he's saying,
"And I went poo-poo in the egg salad. No, Mary, oh my gosh. Oh, wait, that's not what I wanted to say. Cancer. Can't think when you're f***ing high."
I swear to God, will watch it. I don't care if you're a Newt Gingrich fan. You will watch it and you will say, that's what he's saying. They do such a good job with that. I guess these guys are giving some tips on the stocks. And there's a sporting goods store named Dick's. Not sure if you're aware of that.
But, yes, I am.
They're talking about stocks.
I stay with the JWN, the Nordstrom that we spoke about. I also like Dick's quite a bit.
I like the fact that these coats are on sale now.
And they all try to go on, and they just keep going back to it. They just keep laughing at it because they can't get out of their head that he said that.
And finally, KTLA weatherman throws a fit on TV.
Uh-oh.
This is awesome. He's supposed to do an interview, then he's supposed to do the weather. He doesn't have enough time to do the weather. He's very angry. And most of the time, these guys can sort of get through it, and then they force their way through it, and then afterwards they throw a tantrum, but he actually throws it while on TV.
You know what? It's so interesting. I'm in the communications business, and it seems like there's so little communication. When you send a weatherman out to do the weather, but you're also sending him to do a story, you might want to give him a little extra time, but that's just me. Anyway, sorry we don't have time for weather, folks. I'm just doing what I'm told, and that was to do an interview. So I'll tell you what. We'll have somebody else handle weather. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
Oh. Wow. Did Henry DiCarlo just have a fit on live TV?
I don't think he's happy.
Yes, he did. And we thank him for it. Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Go to KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Hey, Ralph just brought up an excellent point, by the way. Were the police waiting for you at your home when you got home yesterday about the jury duty?
Yeah.
Thing? What's going on? What's
Is
the
there
update
a
on that?
Bench
dude?
Warrant for your
no,
arrest?
No, I was wrong on the date.
What a shock.
When are you supposed to be there? Today?
Maybe.
Kevin.
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Who's going to take care of your kids when you're unemployed
don't
and in prison?
Worry about me.
That's
I am
what
in
I wanna
full
know.
Charge of my own life.
I think you should let us raise them.
or wolves. It would be the same.
We've talked about this for years. Kevin's plan has always been just to throw away jury summons.
How dare you? That was an off-the-air joke.
They'll never find out. How do they know I got them? I'll just throw them away. I'll say I never got them.
You guys bringing off-air jokes is not okay. Yeah.
But in recent years, they've kind of tightened the noose a little bit. They've honed in on you, and they recognize that you're the problem. And now they've really started to pay attention to you. And now you just, what do? You just ignore them still? Because it sounds like they're on to you, dude, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying this is not as much an on-air bit as an off-air.
Is that what you're saying?
All right. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin Amin Show. What the hell is going on?
Nick Cannon's in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Sadly, looks like he will recover. Hospitalized for mild kidney failure, according to his wife, Mariah Carey.
Mild kidney
failure. Yeah, how's kidney failure ever mild?
Right. Yeah.
It's like a mild heart attack.
Looks bad on house when it happens, I know that.
Yeah, they're in Aspen, Colorado at a hospital there because he had kidney failure. I think he's trying to poison himself to get out of the marriage.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's not that bad?
Yeah, exactly. She tweeted, "This is us in the hospital," a picture of her lying in the hospital bed with him. Because they're more in love than everyone else. So she has to actually be in the hospital bed while he's going through kidney failure, which I'm sure he's like, get out of my bed.
It's not comfortable.
This is a single bed and I can't move and my kidneys are failing.
Look, I know
you're fat.
I know everybody loves Twitter, but really, do you think of tweeting at that moment?
This is us in the hospital. Role reversal. Last year, it was me attached to the machines after having dem babies.
Wow!
Where was little Moroccan Steve? Is he in the photo?
Moroccan Scott.
Oh,
Moroccan Scott Cannon. There's a great jock over there in Kansas, by the way. How did she manage to turn his kidney failure into something about her in her tweet?
Hey, remember me when I was in the
last time was me, because I have babies. Remember? I was pregnant, and then I had babies. Aren't I the best?
Wow.
Don't look at him. Don't look at the guy who's sick and in the hospital now. Remember when I was in the hospital? That was more important.
Get out of bed with me. No, I need to tweet.
Yeah. They tried to kick me out of the hospital, but here I am, pond to bed with Mr. C.
You imagine what a pain in the ass she was.
All he's asking for is give me an overdose of whatever you have.
I am here for sweet death.
please put me to sleep.
All I want for Christmas is death, he's saying. Oh, go! Oh, your gift came.
There it is. There's the hockey lights. Wow, that's nice.
That's the best gift ever.
All right. That could be very useful.
It's like one of those red lights on top of a police car.
Oh, all right, I believe we've actually heard it now, though.
Thank you. That's what happens when you score a goal.
Yeah.
In hockey. Can you turn it off? Because it's a little disconcerting.
Is that bothering you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Hey, you're leave that alone.
You're going to have one of those Pokemon strokes or something from that light being too close to you.
The Pokemon stroke? Is that a sex term?
Sounds like it.
Oh, goal! Yeah, it doesn't work very well. There we go.
It's a remote control.
The remote control is a hockey puck.
And it wouldn't work from 2 inches, so he moved it to 1 inch.
All right. That's going to get annoying fast.
There we go.
All right.
The worst box office year ever this year.
Really?
If you adjust for inflation and all that kind of good stuff. So, look, let's face it. Hollywood is not making the movies you want to see, obviously. We've rejected a large portion of the product that they're turning out. So what's Hollywood going to do? How are they going to make more money? Your answer, of course, make better films.
Make better movies.
No, I'm sorry. The answer would be, of course, raise ticket prices.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh, how about the twist on that?
Yeah. The nation's ticket prices in New York City, which are the highest in the country, by the way, $13 a pop, are going up. $15. How about that for a movie in New York City?
That's unbelievable. This reminds me of when compact discs kept raising their prices because they found out that people could get the music for virtually free. So they said, oh, this is what we'll do. This is how we'll get people to pay for it.
They're buying less. So we'll have them be more expensive.
You don't like our movies? We'll raise our prices.
Now, some are suggesting a sliding scale. Say $15 for big movies like, Dark Knight Rises or something like that. and then $7, let's say, for, you know, Saw or Human Centipede or something like that. I think that would be fair. Although, then you have to admit your movie's not as good.
Right. How do you delineate between what's a $15 movie and what's a $7 movie?
So, yeah. It remains to be seen exactly if the rest of the country will follow up on this or not, but it looks like we'll be paying more for our movies sometime soon.
I know I'm in the minority on this show, but I'm ready for movie theaters to just go away and have everything be available on demand.
Nope.
To tell you the truth.
No, I really am. I do love going to the
movie. The movie experience is not... You cannot replicate it in your home. You just can't.
Yeah, I'm over it.
No.
You're wrong.
Yes.
Just because you live like Tom Hanks in Castaway doesn't mean the rest of us don't want to go out and go to the movies.
I love it.
It's part of the experience.
Well, there's an opportunity there for them to make an awful lot of money for the people who don't want to go out to theaters anymore. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's already there. You don't have to go to the movies.
No. But I'm saying... The opportunity is there for them to make a lot of money from people who won't go to the theaters by making those movies also available on demand.
No, that means...
You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, but the movies that are on demand, do you watch them?
I do.
No, they cost too much. He waits till they're on HBO.
I wait till they're beamed into the sky over my house and I watch them on a cloud.
I saw Margin Call over the holidays, for instance, which is a movie which I was dying to see. Did not want to go to see it in the theater with Kevin Spacey and Jeremy Irons. Demi Moore, fantastic movie. So convenient. Having it available in my home. Able to pay for it. Reasonable price. Watch it at home. Loved it. Hollywood got some of my box office money without me going to the theater. I thought it was a win-win.
Well, while we're talking about films, still... Working on these competing Linda Lovelace movies, two different biopics about Linda Lovelace come out at the same time.
Maybe we should get a third. Maybe that would help clarify
craziness.
Things.
Craziness. Snow White's competing with each other. Linda Lovelace competing with each other. Casting news today. It looks like Adam Goldberg will be playing porn star Harry Reams, who starred opposite Linda Lovelace and, of course, Deep Throat. Malin Ackerman is starring in that version.
Yes.
And the Amanda Seyfried version.
Yes.
Adam Brody apparently in talks about playing Harry Reams. In the Amanda Seyfried version, they just announced that Demi Moore will be playing Gloria Steinem, feminist Gloria Steinem, in that film as well. So, can't someone just back down? Can't say, all right, other you making one? Oh, yeah, ours probably won't be as good. Let's not go see both. Let's not go see either, really. I won't go unless they bring it to my house and project it on my wife while I'm having sex with her.
They show it in my own home while I'm doing something else.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Diane Cannon, 75 years old today. Michael Stipe of REM, formerly, is 52. Dave Foley, 49 years old. Dot Marie Jones, who plays Coach Beast on Glee. She's 48 years old today. Beth Gibbons of Portishead is 47. UFC fighter Shane Carwin is 37. And Charlene Yee, my co-star from House, is 26 years old today. Yeah, we're going to have to work on the...
the timing.
Remote control and the timing on this. I think it's the end of the first period. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
1 hour from right now, our old friend Psycho Mike. Remember back when the Kevin and Bean Show was good, when Psycho Mike was on it? Remember those days? He's going to be joining us next hour, and it's the Psycho Body, just to get you in shape for 2012. If one of your New Year's resolutions is to lose weight and get fit, that's coming up. Plus highlights of Gary Busey back on the TV with Celebrity Wife Swap. That's all coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First, I know your first reaction is going to be, ew, I don't need to hear this. But yes, you do, because it exists. All right? Now, there are adopted brothers and sisters. Adopted.
Yeah.
That means they're not related.
Right.
By blood. So I don't know if you watched the Dexter show. But this past season of Dexter,
spoiler alert,
the girl that plays his sister on the show, and by the way, I know they were married in real life and now they're not. That's not what we're talking about. The girl who plays his sister on the show is an adopted sister. And she comes to the realization near the end of the season that she loves her brother.
Loves her brother?
Did I say love? She's in love with her brother.
Now, give me the backstory on the Morgans. They were raised together by the same parents as brother and sister, even though they do not have the same genes.
Correct.
He's adopted, she's not, right?
Is that what it is? Okay.
I just know they're not related.
Right.
And they had the most horrific childhood you could imagine that turned Dexter into a serial killer of bad people.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no, that's from season one.
People may know that. So, in other words, this isn't a deal like we've seen stories in the news where people, one is given up for adoption and then they reunite right. as adults and they have no history with one another. These are people who grew up together as little kids into adulthood. And now in their 30s, she goes, hey, wait a minute. I'm in love with my brother.
Yes. And they've been working together the whole time for right. Miami Metro Police. So she finally, just this season, comes to the realization that she doesn't love her brother. She's in love with her brother. And we'd like to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Now, you may not have acted on it, and I'm not going to tell you what happens in this season if you haven't seen it yet, whether they act on it or not. But she does walk into a therapist's office, and she sits down, and she starts talking to the therapist.
I told my brother that I love him, and he said, I love you back.
Okay, now that scene, she did say, I love you, and he said, I love you too.
Mm-hmm. As siblings are wont to do, by the way, in a non-romantic way.
Yes, although Dexter is not a normal person. Like, he doesn't, he's like Bean. He's like me. He doesn't actually feel human emotion. So when he says, I love you back, it's sort of like he knows that's what he's supposed to say.
Right.
Sort of.
Not me too, or something like that. He actually said, I love you.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he understood that I'm in love with him, but still, he said the actual words for the first time. Is this just horribly wrong?
Okay, now, let me handle
yes.
that one.
Yes, it is.
Can I handle that one as a therapist?
Go ahead, Dr. Kevin.
Yes!
By the way, again, we're going to take your calls if you have experience in this or have thoughts on this at 1-800-520-1067.
Or you're aware of the situation.
Do you think the writers for Dexter are just effing with the actors? Oh, they were married and now they're broken up. Let's make them brother and sister and have her be in love with him. Let's see how uncomfortable we can make it on the set for these two actors that have to work together.
I don't think so, because it's a little too creepy for a practical joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too much. I mean, the idea that they grew up together and, yeah, they're not really related by blood. But mm-hmm. they are brother and sister, and now she's learned that she's in love. Now, the therapist, who's a dumbass, and one of those therapists that you don't really need, because she does nothing but ask questions. Hey, how about some
right
answers?
Back at you.
How about some answers, a-hole?
Yeah.
How about that? Is this just terribly wrong?
I don't know. Do you think it's terribly wrong?
Does it feel wrong?
Not constructive.
Does it feel wrong? Yes! He's my brother!
It makes every man I've ever loved make sense.
All right. Now, this is where she starts taking, you know, account of her entire life and the different men that she falls in love with and why.
It's like I've always been looking for someone like Dexter, or someone who's the opposite of Dexter, as a way to avoid the fact that I'm in love with him. It's just clear to me now.
How does that feel? She says.
Dude, that's effed up.
That, right?
That is effed up.
But don't you imagine, because we've done this topic before on Cousins, and we've done it, and we got a lot of calls on people who were, quote, in love with their cousins. It doesn't
I was very hot for one of my cousins.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you acted on it.
Right.
It just means those were your feelings.
And right, I can right. imagine if there was a decent age difference between the two, too, that, like, if it was an older
sure.
guy and a younger girl, like, she could idolize him.
Sure.
In a way.
Like you would look up to a father, but because your ages are a little closer together, it turns more romantic than it just does.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know if we're going to get
creepy
siblings.
Right?
If we're going to get siblings who have fought this attraction or have felt this attraction, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Lisa, do you remember a movie a few years ago? I love this movie. Called The House of Yes with Parker Posey. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Tori Spelling was also in it. It was the best thing, maybe the only good thing she's ever did. But Parker Posey was in love with her brother and hated Tori Spelling because she was dating her brother, because Parker Posey wanted to be with her brother. And it was an extremely dysfunctional holiday meal. I think they were getting together for Thanksgiving
was
or something like that.
Was it adopted or was it real?
No, it was Real Brothers. Yeah. That was Real Brothers' assistant.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That was in love with, never acted on, but in love with. There's a lot of complicated things that happen in families, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Well,
but at least with the adopted thing, at least you've got the out of, yeah, but we're not really blood relatives, brother and sister, even though societally it may be creepy. At least it's not illegal.
Yeah, you're not related to that person for real. I mean, you are entitled, and in the way you live, but you're not related. You don't have the same mom and dad.
Isn't that like stepbrothers and sisters, too? That happens
a lot.
Yeah,
I would guess so.
I mean, and they can get thrown together at a pretty early age.
Sure.
Yep, that's
right. And by thrown together, 1-800-520-1067. It's happened to you. It's happened to somebody in your family.
Happened to the Bradys.
Friends. Not the Bradys. We'd rather not take calls about the Bradys, if you don't mind. But give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you.
I told my brother that I love him. And he said, I love you back. Not me too or something like that. He actually said, I love you.
That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he understood that I'm in love with him, but still he said the actual words the first time. Is this just horribly wrong?
Yes!
What do you think? What do you think, sis? You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous Carrick. Brandy, hang on. We're going right to your call here in just a moment. Talking about Dexter. Sorry for the spoiler alert, Kevin. But
it's all right. I didn't give away any of the best part of the
show. Yeah, there's a lot more. Yeah. There's a lot more going on than just that. But there's a brother, sister on the show who were, he's adopted. They were raised together from the time they were little kids. And now the sister is coming to the realization as an adult that she's in love with her brother. I'm wondering, that can't be very common. But there are enough adopted people out there that I'm sure we have people listening who have been involved on one side of that equation or not, right?
Yeah, you don't have to have acted on it, but to have those feelings must be so unbelievably confusing. Like, like what's wrong with me?
Right.
What
should I do? So 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to our friend Brandy. Thank you so much for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for hanging on. What's your involvement in this story?
Actually, I didn't have the feelings. Apparently, my foster brother did.
I didn't even think about foster siblings, right? So this is a guy who comes and lives in your house with your family, right?
No, I was the foster child.
Oh, okay. So you went and lived with their family.
Older foster brother, yes.
Okay, now, hold on. At what age did you join their family?
About 13.
Okay. All right. So you didn't spend the first 13 years together. That makes sense. All right. And?
Still, I mean, I looked at him like a brother, and I was all of about 21, 22, and I'd always got along with him, always liked him. He was really cool. He was like early 40s, and we had gone to the airport together because he worked there, and we had had a great time, you know, blah, 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 had a few to drink, not a problem. And I was so naive, I didn't get it until it was like he basically physically hit on me, and I was like, whoa. Not cool.
Oh, my God. You must have just freaked out.
And he was 20 years older than you, too.
Yeah. Number one, he was my foster brother. Number two, he was older. Number three, he looked a lot like my foster dad, which I adored. And number three, I knew his wife.
You said three already. This is four. Wait, you knew his wife. He was married?
Yes.
He was married.
Jerry.
This is...
So I didn't know really what was going on, and I'm thinking, no big deal, we can crash at the room, I don't want to drive home after I've been drinking, and we get into bed not thinking it's a single bed, he's my brother,
wait a minute, hold on, stop the story right here.
Oh yeah.
He hit on you, he hit on you at a bar, or a restaurant, or someplace out?
No, it was after we had left the park, and he's like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to drive home, I got a room.
Oh, I see, so this
didn't even think anything of it.
Then he hits on you. Okay, go ahead. I thought he hit on you, and then you went back to the room and slept in the same bed with him.
No. He hit on me until we got back to the hotel, and I just gave him a towel and told him, not happening, take care of it yourself.
Can't tell you how many times I've heard that.
How did he hit on you exactly? Like, did he just roll over and start trying to kiss you? Did he say something?
No, he rolled over, and I could obviously tell that he was aroused. I was like, get away from me.
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah. All right. Cutting to the chase, getting past that ugly, awful night. Did you guys ever speak of it again? What's your relationship like with him now? What happened next?
No, not after that night at all. And actually, because we had been close before, my foster mother, who I had issues with anyway, accused me of having an affair with him.
Mm. Oh,
and so
no.
I don't really have a relationship with that family since.
Do you think he went to her and said, hey, by the way, just because he was afraid you would tell? Do you think he went to her and said you hit on him?
I don't know what had happened. We were actually at an event together, my foster mom and I, and she had mentioned, well, why would you know that, you know, so-and-so is around? And I was like, well, we're, you know, we keep in touch, we talk. She goes, oh, you're the one he's having an affair with. And I was like, not even in the slightest.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. What a creepy, crazy story.
And yeah, exactly, right? And it's
horribly wrong.
Yes, it's horribly wrong. What?
Thanks for ruining that.
For Dexter?
Like, there hasn't been enough bad stuff already happening in your life. Now Kevin comes on and spoils Dexter for you. Way to go.
The whole season's exactly. over. Thanks. Come on, it was last night.
Thank you, Brandy.
Come on now.
Psycho Mike Catherwood joins us in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is the first Psycho Body of 2012, so if you're going to have some questions about how to keep those New Year's resolutions and stay fit, he is the man for you. Also, keep listening. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, your first chance for the day, and we do it for you every hour all day long, to win tickets to go see Coldplay at the Hollywood Bowl and be qualified for the grand prize drawing to see the band Destination Number 1 of KROQ's World Tour 2012, Coldplay in Madrid, Spain. Details at KROQ.com.
You know how you ask a personal question every once in a while? You don't really want the real answer. You just want people to go, fine, how was your holiday? Fine.
It was good.
That's all they really want. They sure. don't want you to tell the truth. Walked into Omar's studio yesterday.
Not at the Khan household. And it wasn't joyful at my house.
I said, Omar, how was your holiday? Sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I said, why?
Because I had my mom over. And
of course, that didn't take very many follow-up questions.
Yeah, well, what happened was is that we've tried this like 5 years ago, okay? And it didn't work out too well then.
Wait, you tried to have your mom over?
Had my mom over for Christmas.
If you remember, Omar's the one who had the wonderful Thanksgiving where his mom said, make sure and take some time off. And then he came home.
We'll have dinner.
She was at somebody else's party. He called her. She said, I'm already here. He went to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
So
she was at a friend's house.
He's not had a good relationship with mom.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have like a long history of her letting me down. And, yeah. you know, that's fine. She didn't go to my graduation.
Omar.
Yeah. She never went to any of my Little League games.
Uh-oh, there's a lot coming out here.
It's a long history of stuff, right? So, you know, as you get older, and especially now, you know, when we started trying to have a kid, you kind of reflect on how you were raised.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just like, you know, I was like, kind of like thinking back, I'm like, oh my God, my mom's a biatch. like seriously, right?
Omar's mom is a biatch.
So...
what happened this year?
So this year, my uncle calls me, you know, a week leading up to Christmas. I love my uncle to death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah,
and that's
totally.
Her brother.
Yeah, that's her brother. I'm like, you could totally come down. It'd be awesome. Be good times.
But you're not bringing my mom, are you?
Well, my mom caught wind of this. Okay. And we haven't spoken, in a year. Okay.
You know why?
So she,
Omar's mom is a biatch.
Okay. Let me stop you for 1 second.
Yeah.
Omar. I'm sorry. You're going too fast for me.
Okay.
You and your mom have not spoken for a year?
Yeah. And then, you know, but it's fine because before then we would only speak like on birthdays and, you know, that's the kind of relationship that
your whole
she
life.
Wants. Yeah.
Your whole life.
But in this past year,
her birthday came around and you didn't call her. Your birthday came around and she didn't call you and you guys were both just fine with it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, I mean, I think that's just the relationship some people have, you know, with mm-hmm. their parents.
Unfortunately, right. yes.
Yeah,
okay.
you know.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I accepted it that she's very negative. She contradicts everything I say just because I feel like,
just
you know.
Just because you say it?
Yeah, and she's not supportive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to accept that. It's all good. She is my mom. And, you know, I'm not trying to be hateful. I love her unconditionally.
But you may be
there.
Omar's mom is a biatch.
But she caught wind that my uncle was going to be at Christmas. She gives me a call. So I'm like, pick up the phone. She's all like, hey, I just want to know if I'm welcome too. And I'm never, ever going to say that my mom is not welcome at my home. Never.
Before this year.
No, ever. But, you know, so I was like, absolutely. If you are willing to come down, mm-hmm. because, you know, we have this, you know, kind of like, you know, beef going on.
Sure.
I'm like, it'll be all good, you know.
She's beefing with you.
She's beefing with me, right? So she gets there, and, you know, from the get-go, it's just nonstop, one thing after another, okay?
Like what?
Okay, so she hasn't been to our house in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. You've done so much work.
So much work, okay? And yeah. then we just finished decorating the family room. Mm-hmm. So I ask her, what do you think of...
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know! I'm asking for it.
Omar did most of the work, so yeah. he's proud of it, so why ask
Absolutely.
Her? All right, so you
She's
ask
all
her.
Like, I like the entertainment center. That's it!
The thing you bought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she's all like, I don't really care for this area.
Come on.
Right? Are you kidding me?
Oh, Lord.
Gar's mom is a biatch.
Okay, number two thing. She speaks English, but my uncle doesn't speak a lot of English. Okay, mm-hmm. So I rent the. I figured I want to see that beautiful movie, the Javier Bardem movie, and it's all Spanish.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I'm like, perfect thing. My mom and my uncle will all be sitting down. We could, kill a couple hours.
It's
supposed
to be a great movie.
Right. It is. It is. It's an awesome movie. Okay. So I rent it. She goes upstairs and watches TV by herself.
Do you ever want to see it?
No.
At the family gathering.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
What the hell? Why is she there?
All right, we get it.
Yeah. and my wife doesn't really speak a lot of Spanish. She understands a word here and there. But whenever we're sitting down speaking, just the three of us, mm-hmm. she always just speaks Spanish.
Because she knows your wife doesn't speak Spanish?
I don't know. My wife seems to think it is.
Like, I do too.
Yeah, me as
have
her
you
son,
ever said, "Hey, let's speak in English so my wife can
understand?" Absolutely.
And she said,
"And it'll go for about 10 minutes and then she'll flip to Spanish." You believe that? And on Christmas Day, we were sick of tamales and earlier in the summer I made this chili and everybody thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I invited some other people, my wife's family over and I made the chili. Everybody was saying how awesome it is.
Did you ask her what she thought?
Yeah,
of it?
I did. Because I'm a dumbass, dude.
Omar's mom is a biatch.
She's all like, yeah, everything's cool. There's a little bit too much ground beef in it. So by the way, I saw her do this after she's finished eating. There's a bunch of ground beef. Trash. She trashes like half the
chili. No one has ever complained that there's too much meat in the chili, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah,
ever.
I know.
Just eat it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, hold on a second. If you don't mind, we have your mom on the phone.
What?
I just thought we'd
Are you kidding?
Get her side of the story.
I didn't want to hear this.
I don't know that your side can be trusted fully, as we've learned.
How dare you.
Omar's mom.
Omar Razul Khan.
Yes, mom?
How dare you talk about me like this?
You sound different.
Just go with it.
So do you. So do you sound different, my friend.
How do I sound different?
Because you are not, you don't love your mother the way you should.
Oh, yeah. He's been talking smack about you.
I love you unconditionally. I will never.
I don't think it's unconditionally. The way I'm listening, it doesn't sound like unconditionally.
Well, what do you mean? I accept all, I'm accepting of all of what you've done.
What have I done but love you?
Well, you didn't like his home decoration.
Or my chili.
You called that a home?
That's his home, yeah.
I worked hard on that.
It's barely a house, let alone a home.
Oh, wow.
What about the backyard? I designed the landscape in the back.
I know, it's like a plant and then like a rock. So you have two things there.
No.
It's not good. My grandchild's going to be raised in like a desert shack.
A desert shack?
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
And the beef, so much beef, you could have a heart attack.
Yeah, too much beef.
The red meat's not good for you. I'm just looking out for you.
Oh, I see.
It's okay. Love.
Yes. Is that,
it's just love.
It's just
and
tough
Javier
love.
Bardem, he scares me. You know that. I can't watch him since he put those holes in people's heads.
That was just another movie.
No, Mom, I saw him. He had like
I think
an air
confused.
Gun and it put a hole in people's
no,
heads.
No, that was no country for old men.
Friendo, he flipped a coin, and next thing you know, you're dead.
Oh, so this is just a big misunderstanding.
What about my feelings? What did you care that I am scared of Javier Bardem? I'm scared of beef. And I'm scared of your wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who could be scared of his wife? She's the nicest person in the world.
Would it kill her to learn to speak Spanish?
She's actually planning to now.
How about Rosetta Stone? She ever heard Rosetta Stone? How about a little effort on her part?
Right, but if you know English, why not speak English to her?
Because I like to screw with her.
Now it comes out. Okay. Omar's mom is 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:54.
What are you eating
Come
now?
Come on, I thought I could get away with it.
What are you eating?
Did you really?
Did you really think you'd get away with it?
Did you not hear yourself?
You thought we wouldn't catch on to that.
I was hoping you would just let it go and we
just
can
let
move
it be,
on.
Like just Justin Bieber says?
Just let it be.
That's one of his new songs I hear. I'm very impressed with that. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, and then Psycho Mike joins us for the first Psycho Body. Your phone calls on fitness coming up for 2012, right after the top of the hour. What's going on in Showbiz World?
Justin Timberlake popped the question and is now engaged to Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is? That is a score, my friends.
Timing.
My new hockey light.
comes in very handy. He shoots, he scores. Jessica Biel.
Yeah, she's the real deal.
She is a bunch of good right there.
Yep.
Proposed to her over the holidays in Jackson, Wyoming. Ah, the romantic city of lights. Jackson.
Is that
the nickname?
No, it is not. Justin knows how much she loves snowboarding and mountains, so it was the perfect place, a source tells. Who is this here? New York Post, I guess. Justin says he's never been happier. That's why he broke up with her. And then they're back together again. He knew it was the right time to propose. Justin said, in my 30 years, she's the most special person, okay?
And by the way, he's met every other woman on Earth.
He's right. Had his share.
He knows.
But you know what? Every 18 years, a brand new crop. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Justin Timberlake. Congratulations to two of them. What's the over-under?
Should we do a pool on that? I think it's going to be a while.
He seems incredibly grounded and mature for
yes.
a pop star.
And also, he's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and can have
And there
else.
Are all the other women in the world.
Yeah, and all that has to happen is Mila Kunis has to walk by.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with 3 years. I think it'll last three
wow,
years.
You're giving him a pretty good shot there.
Yeah.
I'm saying, let me see, a year and a half until we start hearing the rumors. Then they'll start denying them. They'll say everything's fine.
And that's the last straw.
Then 6 months later, after we're never been happier, they'll be divorced. So I'm saying two.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, Bean? Man.
I say they survive the Kevin and Bean show. I say when they break up, we'll already be off air.
But that could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
However long that is.
No, that's a bogus answer. Lisa,
well, what? My answer dovetails with that because I'm going to say 5 years.
Five years. Lisa's going for the long route.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking is they're going to be on longer than, they're going to stay together longer
than
we're
going to
be. Give
me years. I'm writing down years.
All right, I have a house plant. I say right. When the house plant dies, the then I believe 6 months after that is when they
it's
will actually separate.
It's not that hard to guess a number of years.
I think they're going to stay together for a long time.
Let me look at my sundial.
You're out. Bean's out. We're going to do $20. Bean is out.
I don't want to put a year on it because I think it's a TFN.
Let's move on.
All right. Okay.
ABC has finally announced the official celebrity, NBC has announced the official Celebrity Apprentice list. Show premieres Sunday, February the 12th. Here's your lineup. Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah.
Lou Ferrigno. George Takei. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
The rumors are accurate from what we were speculating, right?
Lou Ferrigno. Look at those muscles.
Real Housewife of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice. Crime Boss daughter, John Gotti's daughter, Victoria Gotti.
These are all the ones so far that you rumored a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Debbie Gibson, Aubrey O'Day, Tia Carrera, Cheryl Teagues.
Wow.
Patricia Velasquez, former Miss Universe. Diana Mendoza.
Okay.
Lisa Lampanelli. Penn Jillette.
Awesome.
Paul Tootle of American Chopper Senior. Arsenio Hall. And Adam Carolla. Along with race car driver Michael Andretti and Dee Snider. So everyone we were rumored to believe is official. Yeah. It's true. So Adam Carolla is going to be in Celebrity Apprentice.
I'm excited about that.
He is not going to get along with anyone on any challenge.
That's correct.
Let me tell you how it should be done.
He's going to start every conversation Adam has with everyone on every challenge.
But he's also a carpenter and can do a lot of stuff. If anything comes down to that type of work,
this isn't amazing makeovers. This isn't extreme... Garage builds. This is you get to sell pizza for charity, and you have to, put together an art gallery exhibit and stuff.
This is really just call your friends and beg for cash.
That's what the show has become.
That's true. Adam's friends are poor, so don't be calling me, Adam. I'm not giving you any money. Unless Lou Ferrigno calls.
But Kimmel can pick up your share of whatever you were going to get.
Lou Ferrigno called. The Hulk calls, then I'm answering.
Yeah.
What would that sound like?
I need money. Could you help me with the money? I'm the Hulk, you'd say.
Today's celebrity birthday is Charlene Yee.
Hey!
You know her for many television and film projects, including House, where she's now starring. 26 years old today. Shane Carwin of the UFC is 37. Beth Gibbons of Portishead is 47. Dot Marie Jones. You wouldn't think a woman named Dot Marie Jones. It sounds like a cute little name.
Dot.
Would be Coach Beast on Glee. She is a... big, big woman.
Yes.
Big, burly, scary, frightening woman. She plays the football coach on Glee. She's 48. Dave Foley's 49 years old. Michael Stipe, formerly of REM, is 52. And Diane Cannon, actress and Laker fan extraordinaire, turned 75 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
He's been in the room for less than a minute. He's already said more foul things than I've heard the whole rest of 2012 combined. Ladies and gentlemen, Psycho Mike Catherwood joined us here on the Kevin Beat Show. Mike is the co-host of the nationally syndicated Loveline show, formerly on the Kevin and Bean Show. Missed very much, but it's good to see you again, buddy. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you as well. It's always great to see you guys.
Are you still a trainer? You still a certified trainer?
No. I don't think so.
You gave that up a long time
well,
ago?
Well, no, I mean...
You don't think so? Why? Is there somebody at a gym waiting for you to show up right now?
No, but you asked if I'm still certified, and I think that there's like a life a term that goes bad, but I don't know if I'm still certified or not, but at one point I was.
Okay. Yeah.
And you worked at a gym and you trained people.
I did.
All right.
Yeah, so it was terrible.
That's how we came up with the Psycho Body, and that is that people call in with their questions and you give them answers. Most of the time, your answers are a little extreme.
Let's be honest.
Well, because most people aren't going to have the dedication and the commitment to fitness that Mike has. But I don't think you come in expecting people to replicate what works for you or what you prefer, Mike. It's just that people seem to be bogged down with too many choices. And I think, and this is just my opinion, this is Bean speaking, I think that people overcomplicate getting in shape and losing weight, and that's probably a bigger problem than anything.
Yeah, and for the majority of the public, it's not really their fault. I think that there's a massive industry that overcomplicates it for you. I mean, there's billions of dollars in not only supplements and different diet plans, but also magazines to both men and women that come out with contradictory evidence and stories every month. And the reality is, being you're right, that a lot of it relies in major tenets that have been around for, 100 years. It's just you get fed so much information. And I think everybody, by and large, desperately wants to look better.
Of course.
But, it takes a certain amount of willpower that I don't think everybody's prepared to devote themselves
well,
to it.
Well, willpower is one thing, but bringing in like separate pieces of salmon in separate Tupperware is something else altogether. But Psycho Mike's extreme.
I am extreme, and Kevin, that's a good point, because that is what is appropriate for me and my goals. If you are certainly just an average guy that wants, or an average gal that wants to lose a couple pounds, you definitely don't need to go that far. But your actions have to be commensurate to what you're looking to do. And a lot of times,
So most people, I would guess, if they lose 10 or 15, would you guess?
I think so. The majority of Americans, if they were to just lose that extra 10 pounds, they'd be really happy with it. But even just doing that, there's a right and a wrong way. Because I could get anybody listening to this show right now to lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks, without question. You will look worse and you will not be happy with it. But you know what I'm saying? A perfect example is look at everybody that does the show Survivor. Yeah. They all lose a tremendous amount of weight. They've all been eating 200 calories worth of rat carcass and rice for 30 days. And so their body goes into starvation mode and they lose a lot of weight. But it's not good. I mean, you don't look better in the end.
And
you
it's
look
not sickly. Permanent either. It's not going to last.
Right. All right. Let's oversimplify it for listeners on the Kevin and Bean Psycho Body. If you want to call, by the way, with questions related to this topic, if you've got the New Year's resolution that this is the year you're going to get serious about losing weight and getting fit, you can call us. 1-800-520-1067. What are some of the mistakes, Mike, that people who decide on December 31st, hey, tonight at midnight, it's all going to be different for me. I am totally going to turn it around next year. What mistakes are people making in the big picture?
Too much too soon. I think too many people try to lose 40 pounds in a week, as opposed to understanding the patience that comes along with doing it properly.
Right.
And so they just go into starvation type diets or I'm going to do a juice cleanse for 14 days. I'm going to do nothing, something too extreme in hopes to make the gains and improvements quickly. I think another thing that mostly women, a mistake that they make is trying to lose weight or just tone up. And so they forego lifting weights thinking that they're going to get bulky. They go out jog for 2 hours straight and they end up spinning their own wheels. Those are two major ones.
Meaning if women lift weights, they're not going to get bulky?
No. The size of your body is 100% determined by your diet. You can lift as heavy and as low reps as you want, if you're not intaking more calories than you're burning off, it's impossible for your body to gain mass. And also, I think people overestimate how easy it is to put on muscular mass. People who are trying to do so have to devote their entire life to very specialized diets and rigorous training routines
and
in order
shots,
to put and perhaps some shots to put on and for women to assume that they're going to do a couple sets of squats and all of a sudden turn into a power lifter is ridiculous. Most of the women in Hollywood or on magazines that you see that have physiques that most women find appealing are people who do a lot of resistance training. It's very beneficial to your metabolism, and it also kind of gives you that look that they're looking
and
for.
And there's Photoshop.
You
can do that as well. For
this is the voice of Psycho Mike Catherwood here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're getting ready to take your calls on the Psycho Body. Let me ask you this: is this is my misconception, or is this accurate? Do you think, Mike? Some people who think they want to lose weight make a mistake and they stop eating or don't eat enough, and that backfires on them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's reasonable to assume, well, if I eat too much, I will stop eating and therefore I will lose weight. But the problem is that your body's comprised of a lot of different tissue besides adipose tissue, and you will lose weight from a lot of it before, preferentially sometimes, before weight body fat. So you end up getting skinny fat. And that's
so you're
sometimes
skinny and fat,
right? I mean,
that's bogus.
If you go to any gym right now, and you'll see those people that you've watched do hours and hours of cardio and starve themselves, and they've been there for 2, 3, 4 years, and they still look the same. Sometimes not any better. A lot of times you'll go to a marathon, and you see the people coming across the finish line, and you're like, you just ran 26 miles, and you have a pot belly.
What's happening? Why is that happening, Mike?
Because your training and your diet have to work together synergistically to create – you have to go for what you're looking for. Someone who trains really hard to do a marathon is not necessarily eating to support a better-looking physique. They're eating to support getting through 26 miles or however long a marathon is, and the training that comes along with that. A lot of times you'll watch a boxing match or an MMA fight. Same weight class, two guys get in the ring. One guy's shredded. The other guy's a big fat ass.
Who's the giant fat ass? Who's that big guy? That
Roy
big
Nelson.
Country.
Roy
Nelson. I look at him and I go, what a fat ass that guy is. I could beat him.
And he's training to be a good MMA fighter. He's not worried about his six pack. Now, genetics obviously plays a role, but that's a whole nother story. You have to eat to support the idea of making your body look better, and
where
that doesn't
ice
necessarily
fall into that category.
That doesn't necessarily mean starvation. So that's that's where it starts to overcomplicate things for people. But if you were to just say, "I need to feed my body to look better," look at it that way, as opposed to "I need to deprive my body to look better," you realize that putting certain things in your body
what type?
Well,
last question, Mike. Last question, then we'll take a break and come back with some phone calls.
I'll take this call. Take this call. This is Gene Simmons from KISS.
The last question is, is this something that somebody listening can do on their own, or do you need professional help in order to make this work?
Depending on your goal, I mean, how much weight you have to lose and how much of a transformation you want to make, I definitely think that people can do this on their own.
Let's talk to the normal person who wants to drop 10 to 20 pounds.
Yeah, and that's 90. That's the broad majority of the audience and the people out there. If you want to do that, you just want to look better, you want to feel better about yourself in 4 months when you take your shirt off at a pool party, then you can definitely do that on your own. If you want to transform yourself from beer mug into a guy who's going to be on a magazine cover, which is
the guy looks human.
Which is realistic for beer mug, but he would need professional help and 2 years of his life set aside.
Right.
So you have to weigh it out.
1-800-520-1067.
Plastic surgery. He would need plastic surgery as well.
And a lot of Photoshop.
And steroids. And any type of self-respect. And
if you've got a question
willpower
for Psycho Mike, it's time for the Psycho Body. We'll take your calls next here on the Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock.
Smack it a bag of the boo. From California.
KROQ, it's Kevin DeBeach at 25 minutes after 8. Time for the Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
Psycho Mike is here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. You have questions about your new fitness regimen for 2012? We're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, one of the things we learned during the song there is that Psycho Mike may have it figured out physically, but he's still damaged emotionally and mentally, right?
Oh, mentally, he's effed up. He's got nothing going on the inside.
I would think the people with the best bodies are the most effed up mentally and emotionally.
You think that's true in general? Or
yeah,
just, are you saying that to make you feel better?
Everybody knows the guy who gets a lot of hot tail, but he's like pudgy or not necessarily that attractive. And those are the guys that are the most comfortable in their own skin.
They've got it going on.
Dude with the veins in his six pack and perfect tan is most likely just harmed bad.
Let's talk to Christina to get us going. She is on line 8 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think she speaks for a lot of people who may be listening right now to the Psycho Body. Hi, Christina. Welcome to K-Rock. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, everybody. Lisa May, happy
New Year. Good
morning.
Thank you.
So about 11 months ago, I decided I was going to make a change. I stopped drinking soda, started eating healthier, cooking at home, and I lost about 25, 30 pounds.
Nice.
And I've hit a brick wall.
Are you just bragging? Oh, you hit a brick wall. You want to lose more?
How much more do you want to lose?
I'd be comfortable losing maybe 20 more.
Oh, okay. The bottom line is when you, the more overweight you are, the quicker you will make improvements in your body at first, because the farther away you are from being super lean, the more easy body fat comes off.
But now she's getting close to lean.
Yes. So the closer you get, the harder it is, because your body definitely naturally, there's a genetic desire to hold on to certain levels of body fat. So the leaner you get, the more difficult it's going to be. You're going to have to.
Should she change it?
Change your approach. Yes. I mean, have you been lifting weights at all, or are you just kind of cutting back on your food intake?
I've been working out at home, not with weights. I've been doing cardio stuff.
Yeah. See, I guarantee that if you were to, you know, to really, like, tighten up your diet a little bit and then, you know, get the metabolic boost of doing some serious resistance training, you'll start to see more improvements.
Weights will not make you look big and muscular, so don't worry about that.
Unless you eat
a
ton.
Yeah. And all right.
Do steroids.
That sounds cool. Thanks, guys. Yes.
Thank you, Christina.
And that's kind of going back to what you said before, Mike. That's a super common misconception, because people think exercise is exercise. If I'm doing cardio, I'm burning calories, that should be enough. But maybe it's not the right kind of exercise,
and
right?
And that's a very important point to get out, because a lot of times the people who work the hardest in endurance training, doing a lot of aerobics and cardio and stuff, are actually making things harder on themselves, because that makes you starving and you have to – you have to eat a lot of, like, carbohydrate-rich foods, and it has to be a high caloric intake in order to support stuff like that. And so, I mean, like I said, again, go to your average gym. You see the people that are standing by the squat rack and the people that are consistently over on the elliptical, and compare the two. And oftentimes, it's glaring to see that the people that are doing the most cardio are not the best in shape.
Let's talk to Tom. He's on line 5. He's sounds like, no pun intended, he's biting off way more than he can chew at this point. Tom, you're on with Psycho Mike on the Psycho Body on K-Rock. Go ahead.
What's up, Knuckle Butts? Hey, Lisa May.
Hi there.
All right, Mike.
Yes.
I've been, you know, I played football in my time, and now I'm pretty much the heaviest I am. I'm about 350 at a 6'4" frame.
No, you're a big man.
Yeah, that's what she said.
How much of it is
nice?
How much of it is fat, and how much of it is just you're a big guy?
I think 30-40% body fat. Okay. Yeah, fat.
I think that's ideal. I think they say 30-40% body fat.
That's
what
you
shoot for. Yeah.
For men, it's 40-50. Women, it could be a little leaner.
I'm glad Tom called, because are there people, do you run into people, Mike, who are where Tom is, who goes, it's too big a mountain to even begin to climb? How do you even start with something like that?
Of course. Like I said, the only upside to someone in your situation, Tom, is that you can make tremendous improvements very quickly. Who's in your situation can lose 20, 30, 40 pounds in a couple months safely. You know, someone like me, I have to really struggle for 1 pound of body fat. I mean, that's the God's honest truth. That's
me
not
too.
An exaggeration. But Tom,
I've seen you slap remotes, Mike. I've seen you there. You're thinner than my leg is. That's the basic thing.
All right, how does he start to lose? He wants to lose 100 pounds. How does he start healthy?
Start dieting and then start with walking only. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, but stick with it. I mean, there has to be a commitment. It can't just be an abstract idea like, oh, I went walking on Tuesday. Maybe next week I'll get to it. Every single day you're going to get in 2 miles, and that'll probably take you about an hour, you know, at someone your size. And, you know, if you have a dog, get it going, and you consistently do it. And then in coordination with cleaning up your diet, you will start to see improvements. Then, after four weeks, you let your new life begin. You call 1-800-GET-SLIM. After 4 weeks, you contact someone, a professional at a gym that you can see yourself actually going to, and you start to add in some more rigorous training. And then, by virtue of just doing that, I guarantee your diet will follow along too. And here's the thing, Tom, for you and for everybody listening, this is not going to be a quick fix. You have to understand that you have to set aside long periods of time in your life where you're going to be fully committed to it to make those type of improvements in your physique that you're looking for.
You lost me at not going to be a quick fix.
Mike, thank you very much for the call, Tom. Hey, do call us back. Usually we don't care about our listeners, but do call us back and let us know how you do with that 100 pounds because you sound like a fun guy. What about, real quick before we take a break and come back with more calls for the Psycho Body here on K-Rock, you watched The Biggest Loser, or I'm sure you've seen it, Mike.
Starting up again.
What about those people that lose ridiculous amounts of weight in what seems like 2 months? That can't be good, right?
And I'm not trying to trash that show, but I just don't personally believe that that way of doing things is safe or healthy.
But they have someone yelling at them all the time.
Yeah, I think it makes for compelling television.
Yeah,
and
I think they care less about.
And what happens a year or two down the road? Is there ever follow-up? Do we know?
For the most part. You know, these people, and I'm speculating, but for the most part, when you get that heavy and you lose that much weight that quickly, there's just no possibility to maintain that lifestyle yeah. that you needed to lose all that weight. Most people are not going to live with a personal trainer like they do, have a measured out diet and be on TV and have that motivation there of the cameras and right. follow through in something like that. And also when you're talking about people that heavy, it can be very dangerous to engage in training like that. Like I told Tom, you have to take baby steps and lead yourself into the point where you're actually getting to the gym and cross training and things like that.
It is shocking how hard they work them, how quickly.
Yeah, right. It is. Yeah, like 15 hours a day. Yeah. And the last question, then we'll take a break. There's nothing you can do about all the skin that's left over, whether you've just lost enough weight that now your arms are flabby or if you've lost 200 pounds and your stomach is flabby. That's surgery only.
Nothing besides surgery.
But self-surgery.
Right. Okay. I mean, get it's like the BME Pain Olympics on the internet. Just get a scalpel, maybe a nice circular saw.
All right. We'll take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. We get back.
Psycho Mike in studio here, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Kevin and Bean Show for 2012. It's our very first Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
And we haven't mentioned yet, and we should, check with your own doctor about this advice before you do it.
Make it Dr. Drew.
Mike is sketchy.
It has to be a swole doctor.
Hey, Mike, before we go back to the calls at 1-800-520-1067, this is the time of year with people in their New Year's resolutions where they say, I'm turning it around. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to lose weight. I'm also starting to hear a lot of people talk about detoxing.
Yeah.
Good idea? Bad idea? In the long run, does it help you that much?
I'm indifferent to the idea. I mean,
you're indifferent to it. Does it work?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it will work at detoxifying your body of toxins, but people turning to these like cleanses and detox diets and stuff to, you know, revitalize their body from a vanity standpoint, it's probably not the best idea. But I mean,
what toxins do we have? I mean, if you start eating right, don't you get rid of all those toxins?
Well, I have a lot of toxins.
I mean, right now. Lisa, you bring up a good point. I mean, it's going to do anybody some good to just up your, like, say, if you were to take in nothing but fresh juices of vegetables, and it's going to be good for you because it's a lot of antioxidants and whatnot. But anything in not in moderation is going to be too bad for you. I mean, because there's a lot of sugars and things like that, and you're not getting enough protein intake.
Right.
So, but I stand behind the belief that your body naturally gets rid of the things it needs to, you know, so you don't need colonics. You don't need to detox your body. Eventually, if you sweat and you eat right, you will rid yourself of the stuff you need to rid yourself of.
And I think Gladys has a very important question. Very, very important. And I'd like her to ask. Go ahead, Gladys.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering, are you able to lose weight even though you're drinking alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be harder. You got to think those are a lot. No matter what the alcohol is, it's exactly what your body does not need when it's trying to change itself metabolically.
But it's what your mind needs.
Yeah, and Kevin, you're making a joke, but that's actually true. I mean, look, we all work hard, you know, day in and day out to relax once a week and kick back and have a couple drinks. I don't see any problem with that. Now, if you're asking me, can I have a six-pack every night or a bottle of wine to fall asleep and lose weight, you most likely no. You're never going to get what you want out of your weight loss or your physique alteration.
I'm guessing Gladys is a couple of wine bottles of wine a night. That's just my guess.
I think Gladys is looking at a choice. Do I want to be fit or do I want to be an alcoholic? And I think she's already chosen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gladys.
Yes. No. Again, like,
you don't have to be sober.
That
no.
You clearly need to clean the wax out of your ears. You don't have to be.
Maybe it's just fat.
You don't have to be like me or in recovery or straight edge and never engage in drinking alcohol to get to lose weight or to look better. But it is obviously something that you need to do in moderation because it is not good for you when it comes to losing weight.
All right, what about one of the latest fads? Let's talk to Lev. Hey, Lev.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Lev.
Mike.
What's up,
Lisa
dude?
May. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
CrossFit is the new thing I've been hearing about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, debating whether to try it out. I heard positive things and negative things. Just want to hear what you have to say about it, what you think about it.
Irrelevant. You want to hear irrelevant things.
Yes. I think in many regards it's very good because if you're not a person, if you're just the average Joe, the kind of person we identified as most of us out there, who just wants to look a little better and feel better about themselves, I think CrossFit is exactly what all those people need.
What is it in 15 seconds?
It's a combination, a high-intensity combination of gymnastics moves, weight training, and different type of aerobic activity, all worked into really grueling circuits.
Oh, so you never really kind of stop,
right? And okay. and first off, metabolically, it's great for you. It's very hard to be an avid CrossFitter and be fat, but also, especially with women and guys who are new to training, it's the only thing that's going to get them to put a barbell on their back and really do these things that I say. Because I could sit here all day and tell a young lady that believes she wants to look like a model who's thin that she needs to lift weights, and she won't do it.
Right.
She won't, because she believes in her head she's going to be big and bulky. But if you join a CrossFit gym, those people will force you to do clean and jerks and will force you to do squats and
easy.
Stuff.
So hey, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been on morning radio. We can't talk about cleaning and jerking, all right?
For all you people out there, real quick, that are thinking about joining a CrossFit gym, I do think CrossFit is great, but make sure you join a good one because there is varying quality.
How do you
to different.
That out?
You just got to, I guess, word of mouth or go and check it out. A lot of them will give you a free workout, but there's one of the best is here in Southern California, CrossFit LA.
CrossFit LA, all right. Yeah.
Micah, what about, and we're out of time now, but what about, people are always looking for fun ways to lose weight. You got any time for yoga or Pilates or any of these other things that people do?
You haven't done Pilates if you think it's fun.
I think anything that's quote unquote like alternative exercise, like Pilates, like
yoga,
Zumba classes, yeah, stuff like that. It is a perfectly adequate adjunct to real training.
Keep you moving.
Yeah, and to get you out. It's better than sitting on the couch. But do not rely on those things to be your
what about
savior.
Sudoku? I do that.
That works very well.
Okay, good.
Your
good.
Wrist will get very thin.
And that reminds me, masturbation is still number one on your list.
Look at
right,
my
Mike,
forearm!
For exercises?
Swole right forearm!
It's definitely swole. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for this. But this has been the Psycho Body with our friend Psycho Mike Tappanwood here on the Kevin
All right, thanks, guys. Bye, Riff.
If there's one thing we learned from Gary Busey's wife swap episode last night on ABC, it's that he's crazier than we even knew. And his wife is just as crazy as she is, right?
Maybe crazier.
He is. What's up with that?
Kind of physical sports did you engage in when you were young?
Gary's favorite question.
That's his only question.
Got some highlights of celebrity wife swap coming up next after the top of the hour here on the Kevin
Yeah!
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Oh, ladies, sad news for you today.
Uh-oh.
Justin Timberlake put his wang in a box and gave it to someone else. Is that right?
Yay!
Jessica Biel and JT are engaged. Apparently, he popped the question in Wyoming during the holidays. They were there on a snowboarding trip, and Justin popped the question, and she said, "It's about effing time."
They've been on again, off again for a number of years, right?
Yes. Now, this story says, and this can't be right.
What?
It says Timberlake, 30, has never been happier than he is now with Beal, 39.
What?
That's got to be a misprint, right? She can't be 30.
She's not 40.
No way.
Neither is he, right?
I can't understand.
She's 20.
These numbers. She's got to be 29. It's got to be a myth.
Yeah. Right?
29. I was looking this over and I said that just can't
it's
be
the best
case.
Looking 39 ever.
29.
She's 29. There we go. So
that makes more sense.
Yeah. He said it was new. He knew it was the right time to propose. Now they had famously been on again, off again.
Yeah, they broke up big time once.
Yeah. So that's what gives me pause. Because when a relationship goes on again, off again, when there's something, obviously there's a problem. There's a crack in the foundation. And now you're going to build a house
yeah.
on that foundation.
And
And you had a leak, and your plumbing.
Okay.
You've got the old pipes. You need new copper plumbing put in.
But how's the electrician? How's the electrician? Is
I think
good?
There may be a short.
A short. Okay.
Yeah. So I think the inspector has to come by.
Okay. Unless you take the time away to build a new foundation, and now you've got something solid where it wouldn't have lasted the first time around.
Yeah,
now
sure.
Maybe they got everything out of their system.
Sure, that's what Justin was doing while he was away from Jessica Biel. He was building a new foundation for their relationship.
He was laying foundation.
That's, he was laying pipe. He was doing some plumbing himself.
Maybe he needed to get that out of his system, though, before he knew that she was the one and he was ready to settle down.
Bean, all of these trite cliches that you're mouthing have invariably proven to be untrue in every relationship.
Look, when I said
you keep believing.
When
son.
I said that Russell Brand was no longer a sex addict and he would be married to Katy Perry forever, was I not right?
You were absolutely right, yeah.
Okay.
Another high-profile relationship, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon in the news. Nick hospitalized for mild kidney failure in Aspen, Colorado. A tweet was released by Mariah saying, "This is us in the hospital." It was a photo of her in the hospital bed with her ailing husband.
How annoying.
Nothing's more comfortable, by the way, when you're in extreme midsection pain, is to have someone trying to snuggle with you in your hospital bed, which, of course, is one of the comfiest beds you've ever been
so
in.
So they can tweet it.
And she takes the photo and tweets it. "This is us in the hospital. Role reversal. Last year it was me attached to the machines after having dem babies."
Wow.
Dem babies.
How annoying is that?
She Butterfly McQueen?
I don't know what she's doing.
I don't even understand that reference.
It's all Gone with the Wind reference.
That's a good one.
"I don't know nothing about birthing no babies, Miss Scarlett."
I think Mariah Carey, doesn't she have some African-American in her heritage that she plays up when it's convenient?
Yeah, she uses the lingo when she likes.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. "We're trying to be as festive as possible under the circumstances," she says.
And by we, she means her.
Yeah.
He's like,
she's
never
taking pictures, hopping in bed, tweeting.
Honey, isn't this fun?
He's suffering. So keep a good thought out for Nick Cannon, won't you? Let's just hope maybe the illness will keep him from hosting America's Got Talent again. Mm. Maybe this can be a win-win. He can get better, and we can get a better host. Van Halen, back together again.
All right.
Score. Goal. Woo. They shoot, they score.
How long will it last this time with David Lee Roth, I wonder?
I don't know. They haven't toured with Diamond Dave since the 2007-2008 reunion tour. But now they're back together. This time they mean it. They are having their debut concert Thursday night at a place in New York City called Cafe Wa. That's the name of the place. Cafe Wa. It only holds 250 people. That would be a cool thing to see.
Nice.
Van Halen in front of a small crowd like that.
Now, one time they play?
Stop it.
What would your level of interest, Ralph and Kevin, be in going to see Van Halen with David Lee Roth?
I'm going.
I saw him
during the 2008 show. They did the Staples.
Yeah.
Or was it 2007? Whenever it was. I saw him.
Was it great?
Loved it.
I'm done.
I would go back.
I'm out.
I would go back.
I mean, it was fine, but I'm
it
out.
Was great. It was a great show.
It was good, but I don't like Van Halen that much.
I'm
it was worth watching.
I'm a big fan.
Watching
way back.
Eddie Van Halen play the guitar is
great.
He's a genius.
Dave still has the moves as a frontman, too. For an old coot, he was doing the scissor kicks and the whole nine yards. I was very impressed. Wolfie on bass. They were rocking.
Little fat Van Halen?
How dare you, sir. They've got a brand new album. With new original material for the first time in many, many years.
Let me know how that is.
First single and video will drop later this month, so you can check that out. They go on tour. Tickets go on sale for the tour January the 10th, but no dates or venues have been announced yet. But I'm sure they'll be. Sure they'll be coming through town here in Los Angeles.
I have a clip.
Yes.
If you're interested.
New Van Halen?
Of the new Van Halen, yeah, just
please.
You know what?
Why are you laughing?
Please, it's a new year, but it's like nothing ever changes.
This
it's like
is new Van Halen. This is just
talking
about it.
Oh,
this is just leaked
if
on the internet.
It's not new Van Halen, Kevin. I'm going to come around this console and I'm going to bean you in the head with that roll of toilet paper.
It's not
paper.
Me, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just saying.
You already beaned me with the roll of toilet paper.
You're trying to convince me because you stole my Sharpie.
Oh.
You're trying to convince me what this clip is going to be.
I'm going on what Bean says.
And I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Bean says he has new Van Halen. I want to hear it.
Let's wait and
see. It's just a clip from the internet. You know, this isn't the whole song. But I would think, considering that you went to see the show with David Lee Roth, you're a fan, you would be excited and grateful for the opportunity.
Please, more intro. More build up.
And now new.
Mama, I gave you AIDS. Mama, I gave you AIDS.
Yeah.
Mama, I gave you AIDS.
not at all what it sounded like that I thought. That's the wrong song. That's just, that's a, Dan Halen.
That's a bit of a bummer, that one. There's not a... I'm not moving in a positive direction from Jump.
First keyboard cat playoff of the year.
Doesn't hold up to Running with the Devil at all.
It's their new song, Mom, I Gave You AIDS. I thought you'd be excited about that.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought it was Mama Gave Me AIDS. Either way, yeah. It's not a good It's not a good song.
Mama, I gave you AIDS.
Sure.
Beer mug in the back?
Yeah!
Yeah!
It's fantastic! Jazz.
Outrageous!
New Van Halen for you, the Kevin to beat you.
Stop
That's
saying
exclusive.
That. Stop saying. Stop saying it.
That is fantastic.
Today's celebrity birthday is Diane Cannon. You see her on the floor of all the Laker games. She's an actress. Used to be. I haven't seen her act anything in a long, long time.
A long time.
75 years old. Former R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe turns 52 years old today. Actor Dave Foley's 49. Dot Marie Jones of Glee fame plays Coach Beast on that show. She is 48 years old. Beth Gibbons of Portishead is 47. Shane Carwin from the UFC is 37 years old. And Charlene Yee from House is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Congratulations to Richard Hurst of Glendora. Just got tickets to see Coldplay at the Hollywood Bowl. And Sweet. Is qualified for a trip for two to see Coldplay in Madrid, Spain.
Nice.
How about that? Keep listening for your chance to win.
That is destination number one of the K-Rock World Tour 2012. We'll do the grand prize during Monday morning. You can win tickets every single hour today on K-Rock. There is a show that is on the schedule, off the schedule, back on the schedule on ABC called Wife Swap. And now they've got a celebrity version of Wife Swap, which debuted this week. One of the episodes that has been on this week features our old friend Gary Busey, who we love so much. We covered him a lot when he was on Celebrity Apprentice last season. Of course, he's an Oscar-nominated actor from back in the 1970s. He played Buddy Holly, got nominated for an Academy Award for that. Then he was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And I think, honestly, Gary Busey was pretty honked up before the accident.
Yeah, I do too.
But after the accident, he crazy. Yeah. But crazy in kind of a fun way, I think.
We've had him in and we liked him a lot. But
love him.
But he crazy.
Yeah.
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 He seems very happy.
Yeah.
And I guess people maybe know him from the Under Siege movies. He was in Point Break. I mean, the guy's been working consistently as an actor for 50 years, but he's honked up. So he swaps wives with Ted Haggard. That's a name that was in the news a few years ago. He's one of these evangelical guys who ran one of these mega churches. I think he's based in Colorado or something, had one of these churches with thousands of people. And he got involved in some sort of a sex scandal with a gay prostitute. He was, you know, having sex with a dude and doing math and all sorts of stuff.
He was super anti-gay.
Super anti-gay.
And ended up in that scandal.
Remarkably, though, he and his wife stay together. And they're still together and apparently, by all accounts, still happy. And he's kind of rebuilding his life and he's not preaching anymore, but he is involved in the community and apparently is all's forgiven with a lot of people. People love this Ted Haggard and he seems like a real good dude, too. So they swapped. I didn't see the episode last night, but they swapped wives last night and got a chance to find out how the other side lives.
Gary Busey is crazy. I don't think we ever met his fiance, or at least I don't remember meeting
no,
his.
No, I don't.
She crazier than he.
Well, they're perfect together.
She
then.
Doesn't have brain damage, and she is how she is.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Busey. Prepare for the best, prepare for the worst, and expect the unexpected.
I'm Stephanie Sampson. I am engaged to Gary Busey, and I am known as the Busey Whisperer. Gary is known for his motorcycle accident in which he had actually crossed over and then came back. So Gary lives with knowledge.
I've been to the other side. I've been out of my body. I've been dead. I was surrounded by golden balls, magenta balls, white balls moving like this. Mm-hmm. Those are angels.
We have had 31 past lives together. We're on our 32nd one. We were the parents of Constantine.
Yeah, the Emperor of Rome.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We don't even have time to talk about all of that. There is someone for everyone out there. Thank God.
They were the parents of Constantine, the Emperor of Rome. That's all you need to know. So then Ted Haggard comes on and he starts talking about his wife and all that giant scandal that he went through. And how did they stay together?
I told Gail that she should divorce me because I'm toxic now and will be the rest of my life.
I stayed with Ted because being a follower of Jesus, what he taught me to do was to forgive and to love.
He's lucky.
Yes.
Is all I have to say.
He's very lucky.
But he also seems like a decent guy, even though.
He's like a nice guy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was so unbelievably negative and then got caught doing what he was negative about. I mean, that's kind of a
He was a giant hypocrite, and it served him well to be so, and he was very rich and very powerful, but he seems like he has worked through all that and recognizes the mistakes that he made.
Now, do you remember Gary Busey from Celebrity Apprentice when would take words and assign, remember, you take the letters of each word?
I have a book I'm writing called Buseyisms, where I take the letters to spell a word and create a definition for the word. Do you know what OK stands for?
Okay, what's OK?
Only kidding.
Yay! So I'm excited about your book.
Yeah.
I want to read it.
Okay, now, this is Ted Haggard's wife talking with Gary Busey, and I don't know why he goes into little baby mode when he talks. Did you hear
that's
that?
Gary doing that?
That's Gary doing that. She says, I'd like to hear it, and he'd go,
okay, what's okay?
Only kidding.
Yay!
So I'm excited about your book.
Yeah.
I want to read it.
That's him. That's all him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
That's what he said. It's crazy. All right, so now she wants to know what's going to happen. Ted Haggard's wife wants to know, Gary, what's your life like? What am I going to experience here?
What are the next few days look like? I mean, what do you do? Do you go to church?
I am a church.
Okay.
More than likely you've been.
She says, okay. And then he says, more than likely you've been.
More than one lifetime with Ted.
Hey, I'm open to find out when that day comes.
Just find out right now today is true.
Okay, so she's trying. Like, she's saying, one day when I go to heaven, which is what she believes, I'll find out for sure if I've had past lives. Gary is not willing to wait.
Past life journeys are true. You've been here before.
Awkward.
That's a woman that's trying. Any woman that says, is trying to be nice.
Right.
Because there are a lot of things she wants to say, and she's not saying. So, Gary, at some point she says, hey, Gary, is there anything you want to know about me? Is there any possible way we can stop talking about you, Gary Busey? And is there anything you want to know about me? And the only question he could come up with was, what athletics did you participate in when you were younger? That's it. That's the only question. And then they went back to talking about him. Immediately they went back to talking about him.
I haven't shared this with you, but in the 80s, I was severely addicted to cocaine.
Well, do you have any questions about the turns in my life? Or
did I ask you, what athletic sports did you play when you were young?
You did.
Okay, I remember that answer, too.
Yeah.
He asked her one question, and then he talked about himself for a long time, and it might have sounded like I was repeating myself, but I wasn't. This was later in the show.
The next day.
Yeah,
that's
he asked
weird.
Her the exact same question, which is really, Gary, crazy. That's the thing that we're learning about. So now she says, you know what? I'm going to try and play your game. I'm going to do a Buseyism for you and see if I can entertain you.
G-A-R-Y.
G-A-R-Y.
Gary.
G.
Genuinely accepted,
A.
appreciated,
A.
respected.
R.
Yay.
Y. Okay, so there's two A's
two
in there.
A's.
First of all, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So what do you think he says? Is he does he go, hey, two A's there?
I hope he's magnanimous and just understands she's trying to speak his crazy language.
This touched me very deeply, and it's unexpected.
He's actually weeping.
It's a love connection.
Everybody touches him very deeply. So then she finally gets fed up with talking about Gary, and she asks him,
so any questions that you have for me, feel free to ask them.
One of my good friends is Don Henley. He wrote a song called Dirty Laundry, and it's about how the press takes somebody to bury without consideration of that person's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Is he tying that into what happened to her husband, Ted?
Oh, no. No, he doesn't.
Just name dropping that he knows the guy from the Eagles.
He doesn't have any questions for her.
No. Nope.
He asked his only question twice already. I think he doesn't want to risk a third. What sport did you play when you were younger? So then crazy Gary Busey's wife comes back home to crazy Gary Busey. And they have a little reunion where she tells him that she was with him part of the time.
I astral projected myself over there one night. You didn't feel me?
I sure did.
Liar.
Especially last night. I just had my cell phone to my ear waiting for it to ring from
you.
That's him.
But no! You didn't know.
Isn't he lucky anyone spends time with him?
God.
That's a weird dude in a weird show.
Isn't it? Isn't he lucky? There's a woman that's engaged to marry him.
Well, this is their 31st time together.
That's true. They were the parents
to him by now.
Anytime you put Gary Busey on the TV, I will watch.
I know. He is magical.
I don't know about the rest of the wife swap shows. I haven't seen who they have or what the celebrity wife swaps they have. But Gary Busey, if they had him on every week,
The next one is Flava Flav swapping wives with Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Oh, dear
All right,
God.
I'm in on that one, too. That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 937.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a 2012 Wednesday. By the way, Ralph, just one leftover business item that I needed to say to you before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
I watched A Christmas Story over the holidays, per your direction.
Hey, how about that? Woohoo!
Pretty entertaining.
Oh. Yeah. For a guy who
pretty
loves Christmas.
Pretty entertaining movie.
Classic film, entertaining. He listens to Christmas music every day, and he told us before the holiday he'd never seen A Christmas Story. Now, maybe you haven't. Who cares? Bean loves Christmas.
I do love Christmas and Christmas movies. That's
right.
True.
So why wouldn't
he? It was one that had escaped me, but it was on the pay-per-view. You know how I love the pay-per-view. I got it for $3.98 one night, and I watched it, and I thought, pretty entertaining movie. I see why that one is held up. I see why people like it. What's the deal with the little kid in the goggles who loves The Wizard of Oz in line with Santa, though? That's the one part
he's just a weird kid. He's just a weirdo. And that's why Ralph is like, don't talk to me. Because I think he's a little special. Back then,
I loved him so much.
They called him special back then. In the 30s. He was a special child.
So Bean today is a special child.
Yes. It won't surprise you that he was easily my favorite part of the whole movie, though. But
Santa.
Don't talk to me. I'm waiting.
Yeah. So good recommendation. I just want to say maybe it's a little late for most people, but thanks for recommending A Christmas Story. I enjoyed it.
Got on board, did you? Got on board.
I did. I like it.
Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Now that little Ralphie, I think he's 50. And I think
he's
a grandfather
30
now.
Years? 40 years?
82, no. I think it was
made, that?
Something like that?
Yeah, 30 years. Yeah. But the actor who played Ralphie, what's his name? Peter Billingsley, is now a very successful producer and director.
Right. Yeah, he sure is. Yeah. he produced the Iron Man movies, Kevin. Little Ralphie. How about that?
How about that?
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, we do. You didn't know that.
I had no idea.
We had to tell you that. Let's talk about some television news. Steven Van Zandt of the E Street Band, Little Steve, who of course was on The Sopranos, very funny and entertaining on that show. He's got a new series. It's going to be an original series on Netflix. It's called Lilyhammer.
The town in Norway?
Yes.
Only Bean knows that's a town in Norway.
Little Steven plays a mobster who turns on the mob and has to end up in witness protection program. And he says he wants to go to Lilyhammer, Norway. Why? Because he loved the 1994 Winter Olympics. They were his favorite Olympics.
Is this all true?
Took place. No.
No, but I mean, is this all part of the story?
Yeah, this is the plot line. So it's a typical fish-out-of-water comedy, and Steven is basically doing his Silvio character from The Sopranos, but he's in Lilyhammer, Norway this time.
I wonder what kind of headband he'll be wearing for this performance.
You know, watch every episode, not because it's him or the storyline or anything, just because
it's a Norway-based show. How many Norway-based TV shows does Bean get to watch? I'm sure they're going to put a wig on him like they did with Sopranos. Yeah. That was quite the wig he used to wear.
He has not agreed to go bald gracefully, has he?
He refuses to let anyone know that he's bald, even though we all do. I don't know. I don't know, Tone. I don't know.
He just said it every episode.
That was his whole role. Yeah.
I don't know, Tone. I don't know, Tone. All righty, while we're talking about casting news, looks like Adam Goldberg will be playing Harry Reams, star of the legendary porn movie Deep Throat, opposite Malin Ackerman as Linda Lovelace in that film.
That's some good casting right there.
There's a competing Linda Lovelace film with Amanda Seyfried as Linda Lovelace.
All right.
And they've announced that Adam Brody will play Harry Reams.
Those are four pretty good actors.
Yes.
Let's get a third project going. Let's get a third one.
Brody's a little slight, though, I think, for Harry. Harry was a big, burly Marlboro Man kind of porn star dude with a big, big porn star mustache and everything.
Yeah.
I can see Adam Goldberg pulling it off a little bit more.
Right. You guys remember a few years ago when there were two Truman Capote movies that came out in theaters within a couple of months of each other, and one went on to huge success and won some Oscars, and the other one not so much, but they're both real good movies.
Whenever they have the situation with two competing films with the same subject matter, invariably one will do...
Is that always the first
significantly better than the other? No, not always.
Not always.
No.
We got two competing Snow White movies coming out soon. One of them is trying to tell us that Kristen Stewart is more attractive than Charlize Theron in the film.
Yeah, that's...
That's
yeah.
the one that's not going to fare so well, I think. Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the surliest little bitch of all, I think, is the dialogue from that.
If they say that, then it'll be Stewart successful.
Going. People are worried about Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. I don't know if you've seen her lately, but she is looking a little too thin, even for a model.
I love her, and she's always been too thin.
She's even thinner now.
Wow.
There's a doctor for, I guess it's Star Magazine, who looked at the pictures, and he hasn't treated her, keep in mind, but he can tell from the photos that she is at least a size zero.
At least.
And looks like she weighs less than 100 pounds.
Oh, ouch.
Rosie has bragged in the past that she has three different personal trainers, one in London, one in Los Angeles, and one in New York, so that she can keep her model figure at all times.
Well, it's...
Sounds like she needs a personal chef thrown into her staff at some point.
No kidding.
Needs some nachos.
And she's the one who replaced Megan Fox in the Transformers
movie. Yes.
Yes.
I hope she survives for the next Transformers movie.
And no one noticed. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are engaged. Justin apparently popped the question to Jessica in Wyoming over the holidays. They were there for a snowboarding trip. She loves to snowboard, apparently. So he took her there, and that was the right place and right time to propose. They've been dating since 2007, off and on. They did break up for 3 months at the beginning of last year, but they've reunited, and now looks like they're going to make beautiful little children.
Every girl's dream to go to Wyoming on vacation.
Justin Timberlake, he shoots, he scores!
Nice.
Yeah. Right in the five hole. As we say in hockey.
You don't know that that's how they do it.
Yeah,
that is what they say. But Bean gave Ralph a hockey goal.
That's my new toy.
Yeah.
And people have been emailing about it. It looks like...
It's a police light.
A police light from the top of a cop car. But that's what they use also in the stadiums. They have that on top of a pole behind the net. And when the net, goal judge signifies a goal goes in, that red light starts to rotate and then that horn goes off. And people have been asking where Bean got it. You can go to thegoallight.com, apparently, is the website.
It's pretty limited.
Thegoallight.com.
That's
what they sell.
What they sell.
I wonder what they sell there at thegoallight.com. What if you can find one of these goal lights there at thegoallight.com?
Can I get a hockey stick?
Nope. No, just the goal lights.
That's all we have.
Yeah. Nope. I need a jersey. Maybe I have a jersey for one of my favorite. No, sorry. We just have the goal lights here at thegoallight.com. But the remote control is a puck, see? See what I got
it
there?
Is a puck.
It's a puck.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, how useful is that for I mean, you have a radio show. You have a place to use your goal light. What will the average sports fan do with his goal light at
Annoy
home?
Annoy our family with it.
If I had a man cave where I put my big flat screen and maybe I've got my autographed Claude Giroux jersey framed up there on the wall over my couch or everything, if I'm a big hockey fan, then I sit there and watch my favorite
team.
And
you watch it, yeah. Well, set off your own horn.
Get the center ice package on the DirecTV and I'm watching. I'm like, oh. Yeah! Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo! You do that.
And then the ref calls it no goal and says that it was high sticking. Sorry.
Or maybe when you need another beer, you let the wife know with that.
Oh, there you go.
Put that in the kitchen while you're down in the basement, and then she comes down and helps.
You got to buy one of those for your friend Kevin Smith now. He's got to have one.
Yeah,
right?
I should get one for him.
I wonder where you go to get that.
For Christmas, I got him autographed helmet and the game-used stick from Zach Parise from the Devils.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice item.
That was good times. And Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Looks like they're getting back together. Rumors about Maria giving Arnold another chance have been abundant on the internet for the past week or so, and looks like at least they're making a step in that direction. Photos on TMZ.com show Maria out for a jog with her wedding ring back on her finger. Both of them had famously taken them off after they split. Now Arnold's wearing his, she's wearing hers. Looks like it could be magic in Chinland.
I'm going to have a lot of respect for Arnold Schwarzenegger if he pulls this one off. If he impregnates the babysitter and still gets his wife to stay with
no
him.
No kidding.
Instead of taking half his fortune and splitting.
Yep.
That's the name of Jay Leno's autobiography, by the way. Magic in Chinland.
Magic in Chinland. Murray's got a front porch there under her jaw.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Diane Cannon, an actress and probably best known these days for being... high-profile celebrity Laker fan. You always see her at all the games, along with Jack and others. 75 years old today. Former REM singer Michael Stipe is 52. How much fun is his birthday party?
Oh, what a party.
They'll get together in Stipe's house. Next thing you know, I got to work on this remote.
Remote, yeah, there we go. Remote doesn't work very well. Problem with the remote. You think that happens at Michael Stipe's house?
All the time. Yeah. Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall and News Radio. He is 49 years old. Dot Marie Jones from Glee plays Coach Beast on that program. She is 48. Beth Gibbons of Portishead is 47. Shane Carwin, UFC fighter, is 37 years old. And Charlene Yee, who's 26 years old today. She can, of course, be seen on House these days. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have... thanks for that tweet, Bean. We didn't get a chance to get to today.
Can we do it?
We'll do it.
Once, finally.
We will do it. It's worth doing. We will do it. We also have comedian Brad Williams on the program tomorrow. Half a comedian.
Very little. Yeah. Very little guy.
You didn't know you were pregnant.
Nope.
We do this from time to time.
I was so surprised.
We do this from time to time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me.
And we always get calls. We're sort of surprised by that, but we always get calls from people.
Listen to this, Ralph, because I think you're out of the room when I was telling Kevin. There's a story in the news today about a woman who went into labor, did not know she was pregnant, and she was a woman, it turned out in later interviews, who had been watching and making fun of the people on the TLC show about that same phenomena. She thought those women were the stupidest women in the world.
They couldn't
believe it could ever happen. She had taken pregnancy tests. She didn't gain that much weight. She had other physical reasons to lead her to believe she was not pregnant. The thing was a total shock to her.
This has to be big, fat women, though, right?
That's what I would think.
You can't be a normal-sized woman and carry a baby to full term and not recognize that you're
pregnant. What was the stat I read in that article this morning? One in 2,500 pregnancies people don't know until they're getting ready to give birth?
Is that babies come out of a butt, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but we are going to discuss that with Kevin and Bean listeners and find out if that's happened in their family or not.
And from ESPN.com, we have Bill Simmons on the program tomorrow talking about the NBA, and we have Dr. Drew on tomorrow's program as well. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.